breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Thousands of flights have been canceled, schools and businesses closed, and people are being urged to stay off the roads as a massive blizzard pounds the Northeast. States of emergency have been declared, and for good reason, according to New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
I know blizzards, but we're talking about a very densely populated area. And that is the danger, as well as people not as experienced with dealing with the severity of a storm like this. And it's that combination, the higher population, the inexperience in dealing with this, that really is something that we're concerned about, which is why we've taken so many steps to be proactive and be ready for the worst.
The National Weather Service says up to 2 feet of snow could pile up by the time all is said and done. The Mexican military's killing of a notorious drug lord has been followed by violence as cartel members take to the streets of numerous Mexican states. BBC's Will Grant in Mexico City.
The killing of Mexico's most wanted man has sparked a wave of violence carried out by his foot soldiers. His men have burned cars and set fire to shops in at least a dozen states across the country. Among the cities affected are the state capital of Jalisco, Guadalajara, one of the cities due to host the FIFA World Cup this summer, and the popular beach resort of Puerto Vallarta, where tourists and local residents alike are sheltering in place. The Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, urged people to heed the updates of the security ministry.
And the violence has forced tourists to shelter in place in their hotels. Man accused of breaching security at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida has been identified as a 21-year-old from North Carolina. The man, armed with a shotgun and a gas can, fatally shot by federal agents. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 114 points. NASDAQ futures off 89. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The Western Shore this morning fared fairly well. It looks like all the major roadways are open. They are wet. Secondary streets, neighborhood streets, still going to have some snow cover. That's going to be your concern. The other concern on the Western Shore right now, wires down, trees down. We're getting reports of power outages, debris on the roadway from the wind. You take that into consideration. Down through Annapolis, Bay Bridge is open. The roadway is clear. Get over to Kent Narrows, no problems. 50 at 404. South and east of 50 and 404. Heavy snow still on the ground, still snowing. Looking in Salisbury, right here at 50 and at Route 13. One lane is open, not plowed, just the tracks from the cars, and that's it. Just looking at the scene at the Ocean City Drawbridge and in that area west of the bay, completely snow covered and still snowing there. So the Eastern Shore will have the problem early this morning. And of course, we'll keep you posted on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are wrapping up with snow showers early this morning. After that, mostly cloudy and windy today with winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour and temperatures in the low 40s. Partly cloudy and cold tonight with lows in the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
34 degrees in White Marsh, 32 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Travel in some areas is expected to be extremely hazardous, especially in places like Ocean City, which is under a blizzard warning. Marylanders are urged to avoid travel and be ready for possible power outages. The governor says the safety of Marylanders comes first, and the storm has the potential to produce life-threatening conditions. The Maryland Department of Emergency Management has activated the State Emergency Operations Center, as well as the Maryland Joint Information Center. The department will coordinate with local governments, state agencies, non-governmental, and federal partners to respond to the needs of communities throughout the storm. In Baltimore area, public school systems have announced their snow closures and delays due to the winter storm. Schools will be closed today in Harford and Frederick counties, and schools will have virtual learning in Baltimore City, Anne Arundel, Baltimore County, and Cecil counties. There will be a two-hour delay in start times for schools in Carroll and Howard counties. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 162, the pick four, 1464. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the five-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business five-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1 year contract required for guarantee rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5 year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Fronten and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Fueled by a spectacular performance from goaltender Connor Hellebuck, U.S. men's hockey takes home the gold. Kenny Albert had the call on NBC, and indeed it was 46 years to the day, in fact, the U.S. claiming their second gold medal in history. The first one, of course, the miracle of 1982, won the final over Canada. Jack Hughes, the golden goal, and Hellebuck in goal, 41 saves in 42 chances for the U.S. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, back home, as snow falls in Baltimore, sunshine rained down all weekend in Sarasota.
6 years anyway. Alonso drives the ball to deep left field. The first of many absolute hammer jobs for Pete Alonso, Baltimore Orioles.
And that's how it sounded on Friday with Kevin Brown on the call from the Masson Studios in Baltimore. Alonso homering against the Yanks in his debut, and then again yesterday in a 4-4 tie with Detroit. The Birds go 1-1-1 over the weekend. You gotta love exhibition baseball. Take on the Braves in Sarasota today at 1:05. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ravens tight end Isaiah Likely addressing his future. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Fronten and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. We are golden. Way to go, Team USA men's hockey. We'll get to that a little bit later on this morning, but this is Casey and Company on this Monday, February 23rd, 2026, a snowy Monday. And wow, what a game and what a hockey for the Team USA. I got to tell you, really, really proud of them. And of course, we'll be talking about that a little bit later on here on the show. Here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up on the program this hour, another assassination attempt on President Trump. This one obviously unsuccessful, thank goodness. That man has been shot and killed. Governor Moore gets reinvited to the White House. We'll tell you what he had to say about his trip to D.C. But the top story here today is the Supreme Court of the United States has done it again. This time, blocking the president's tariff power under IEEPA. That's the International Economic Emergency Powers Act. It is being misreported by the media that they blocked all of his tariffs. That is false. That is a flat-out lie and misrepresentation. What I don't understand, and here, Chief Justice Roberts is always kind of sketchy when it comes to stuff. Do you remember during the Obamacare Supreme Court ruling, it was supposed to be a penalty if you didn't get health care? Instead, he then said, no, it was a tax. Therefore, Congress could pass Obamacare because Congress has the sole power to tax. And that's the reasoning, the fractured logic by Chief. Well, he did it again. This time, the confusion really essentially boils down to the actionable definition surrounding the word regulate, but also the high court's seeming blindness to the emergency part of the reason that IEEPA was being used in the first place. We'll get to that in the second part of this debate. But President Trump said something very interesting, a couple of things, on Friday, besides saying he was deeply disappointed and ashamed and so on and so forth. And he did say that foreign interests may be at work here.
Others think they're being politically correct, which has happened before far too often with certain members of this court. And it's happened so often with this court. What a shame. Having to do with voting in particular. When in fact they're just being fools and lapdogs for the rhinos and the radical left Democrats, and not that this should have anything at all to do with it. They're very unpatriotic and disloyal to our Constitution. It's my opinion that the court has been swayed by foreign interests and a political movement that is far smaller than people would ever think.
Yeah, when he's talking, what he's talking about foreign interests here, a lot of people immediately, oh, he's talking about China. I don't think so. I think what he's saying is the court is swayed by foreign interests, meaning the British Adam Smith free trade ideology that is invasive throughout most of the last, all ever since we rebuilt Europe. The British still want to control our system, our economy, the way trade is run. And President Trump has come in, and he is a threat to all of that. And this would include the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Again, this is where unfair trade practices, which is what they've been practiced by Europe and by many other countries, to take advantage of the United States to kill our manufacturing base. And I think the American system is in the process of being reinstated and reinstalled by President Trump. And that's what he means by foreign interest. He means these types that have been taking advantage of us now for 60 years. 60 years, and now they see the wheels coming off the cart. And I do think that there are some people like Chief Justice Roberts and others, maybe Gorsuch, maybe any. Look, you only had three justices' dissent. They were Thomas, Alito, and Kavanaugh. And Kavanaugh's dissent was brilliant and blistering, nearly 70 pages worth. Got to read the whole thing. We'll get into more of this. And the president was asked about foreign interests, and Scott Bessent with a great argument on the reason why IEEPA applied, and the Supreme Court swing and a miss. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Speaking of swinging and missing, here once again is the king of all traffic. He's got his skis on this morning, folks. Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It's shoveling and missing.
Right.
If you're on the Western Shore.
Yeah, boy, do they get dumped on.
Yeah, the everything on, just looking around, you're going to have some problems in the neighborhoods, in your parking lots, things like that. But I'm looking at the Junction, where you have all the elevated roadways here, 95 Russell Street, 395, just blowing right on through there. And the roadway conditions are wet. All the crews did a good job overnight. So the Western Shore, not a problem. The problem we're seeing for the Western Shore and compounded on the Eastern Shore, the winds, wires, trees down, heavy snow on the trees, taking those down, wires down, a lot of power outages everywhere on the Western Shore. And then the Eastern Shore, the Bay Bridge is clear. Kent Narrows, clear. 50, 404, looks good. Going down 404 towards Denton, not too bad there. But then south and east of that and getting into Ocean City. And John sent me a message. He's on Fenwick Island, and he has a power outage there, and it's still snowing on the Eastern Shore. And looking at just before the drawbridge in Ocean City, has not been plowed. There's a couple of car tracks, truck tracks going through there. That's about it. 50 at Salisbury, same thing. Looking at that, you can see it has not been plowed. The only thing is where you can see somebody drove down the middle of the roadway and left the tracks. So a big difference from the west side to the east side of the bay, and we have to plan accordingly there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Well, some snow showers will linger here this morning. Just showers, no real accumulations. But we still have 20-mile-per-hour winds with part of this nor'easter that's really going to hammer New England and that area, New York, and so on and so forth. High today, 38. And then tonight, clearing but still windy with a low of 21. Partly cloudy tomorrow, freezing, high of only 32. Right now, it's 28, knowing Mills 30 in Annapolis, and we got some school closings and announcements, the majors that Maggie's going to run through once again.
Yeah, here we go. The public school systems have announced officially schools will be closed today in Harford and Frederick counties, and they will have virtual learning in Baltimore City, Anne Arundel, Baltimore County, and Cecil counties. There will be a two-hour delay in Howard County schools and an update to Carroll County schools. They are now closed. Carroll County schools closed today.
Very good. Time for some one-liner news. Team USA defeats Canada to win the gold in men's Olympic hockey for the first time in 46 years.
That was a good game.
It was a great game. It really was.
Man. Brings a tear to you.
I wish I could have seen it.
Oh,
I was at church.
Well, you can, I think, Peacock.
Girl.
If you have Peacock, you can get it on demand. It's worth watching. It really is. Take our Canada. Once Trump makes you the 51st state, technically you'll have gold, too. So, just saying. You see how he was trolling Trudeau yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
With a picture of an eagle crushing a Canadian goose.
Yeah.
I have it all on my socials today, so you want to check it out there, you can see it. Supreme Court has ruled President Trump's tariffs under IEEPA are not legal. That's right, Trump just placed a 100% tariff on gavels and robes. So he'll get back at him. Don't worry about that. Speaker Johnson has denied a request from the family of late Jesse Jackson to have the civil rights leader's body lie at the Capitol. Johnson said, no, there's already enough lying at the Capitol. We don't need any more of that.
Nice.
The dating app Tinder is taking off in Saudi Arabia. Things have come a long way. It used to be that swipe right was how you got beheaded for adultery.
Yeah.
And
their slogan
That'll teach you.
Mm-hmm. I'd walk a mile for a camel.
So the internet's abuzz with speculation that President Trump called in the C-SPAN under the name John Barron. This is a pseudonym that he has used in the past, back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I'll play it for you, and you can say whether you think it's Trump or not.
Well, this is John Barron, and this is the worst decision you've ever had in your life, practically. Jack's going to agree with me, right? But this is a terrible decision, and you have Hakeem Jeffries, who, he's a dope, and you have Chuck Schumer, who can't cook a cheeseburger. Of course these people are happy. But true Americans will not be happy. And you have the woman earlier, I assume she's a woman, she's a Democrat, but she said she's disgraced. She's devastated.
All right,
by
John.
This.
We'll go to Chester, who's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
All right, so
Democratic
is it Trump or not?
No, it's him.
You think it's him?
Sure.
Maggie?
There's some about the voice quality. I've heard so many imitations. I don't think it's him.
Okay. Do you think, Michelle?
It's up in the air. I don't know. It could be. It could be him.
Michelle's sitting in for Kristen today, who's feeling under the weather. Yeah. I don't think it's him. I think it's a pretty good impression, but I don't think it's him.
All right,
so we're kind of split down the middle here. We'll see. And by the way, the partial government shutdown apparently has temporarily suspended TSA pre-check. That is where you get, you know, going through the airlines and so on and so forth. Right. You can get.
They brought it back.
They did. They did bring it back, but they brought it back a little differently this time.
Oh.
Now boarding. Group one through y'all.
New from the Department of Homeland Security. First there was TSA PreCheck. Now there's TSA Redneck. With TSA Redneck, yeah. You'll never have to remove your faded number three forever. NASCAR ball cap, liquids, still restricted to 3.4 ounces, unless it's barbecue sauce. We ain't monsters. And yes, with TSA Redneck, you'll still have to remove your shoes. But hell, you'll be barefoot mid-flight anyway. Bring your vape pens, bring your fish cooler. With TSA Redneck, if it fits in your truck bed, it'll fit in the overhead. And DHS reminds you, if you see something, say, which one of y'all's there? TSA Redneck, because freedom shouldn't have to take off its boots.
Yeah. Have some fun with that, that's for sure. Yeah, so I got about 3 inches up in Reisterstown where I live. You know, that was it. How much did you get, Maggie?
I have not looked at any. I don't know.
You don't know?
I was a little taken back. I was a little distracted for a moment. I really don't know.
Okay.
I'm out near the Harford County line, so I'm not quite sure.
It looks like 2 to maybe 5 inches in most of the Baltimore Metro, at least in Shore Wharf, obviously, because of the more snow there. But it seems like, you know, one model had us getting like 18 inches.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And I said, come on, man.
Stop it.
Yeah, get real.
Well, they love that nor'easter would have been a little bit closer to the coast.
Mm-hmm. Something about making a turn. If it would have turned a certain way, right. We would have been royally screwed in so many ways.
Yeah, we just had a bunch of loudspeakers on the Eastern Shore, and we had Chuck Whitaker's voice blasting the... He turned that nor'easter further out to sea. So we want to thank you, Chuck.
He saved us.
Standing there in the lovely town of Ridgely.
Ridgely.
He's saying, I wish you would come over here.
All right, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 621, you are listening to Casey and Company. And our good friends, Town Appliance, Mayor and Mayor, who run the incredible store with a showroom that you just got to see to really appreciate. 70 different brands of appliances, all in kitchen displays for the most part. You can see how we're looking, maybe your kitchen. So if whether you're in the market for just a single appliance or you're redoing your entire kitchen, Town Appliance is where you need to go. Now, I know people like to shop box stores. You can do that. They have competitive pricing. Their 5-star service is second to none. But they want you as a customer for life, and they'll prove it to you when you go into Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. A slushy, snowy morning. Most of the major roads are pretty good. It's the side roads that are going to slow you down a little bit. Chuck has got all the information for you now.
That's going to be the problem as we get underway. Getting out of your neighborhood, getting out of the side streets, parking lots, things like that. But everybody else is fine. All these major interstates are wet. They've been taken care of. They're good. Looks like a vehicle might be off the roadway here northbound 83, not far from Warren Road, to see some flashing lights. Not going to be a big deal, but we may have the fire department stop by and check on that. A number of power outages, a number of trees down.
wires down the lower eastern shore, anywhere from Easton, south and east, all the way down to Ocean City, and including the Delaware line and into Delaware. Power outages everywhere and still snowing, and most of the roadways have not yet been treated, so they're staying put for a while down through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, snow showers, 20-mile-per-hour winds today, and a high of 38. It's going to be chilly the next couple of days. Right now, we're looking at 28 in Ellicott City, and it is 28 in Reisterstown. We're talking about the Supreme Court and the foreign interests comment. I think it was the most significant thing the president said, because this is what's driving his agenda. All the other stuff is a distraction, okay? His disappointment with Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett and so on and so forth, and things of that nature. And then the media is picking this up and saying he's referencing China. No, this is about reinstating the American system and form of government and form of economy. A reporter asked him about that on Friday as well.
And what did you mean a moment ago when you said that the Supreme Court has been swayed by foreign interests?
Well, I think that foreign interests are represented by people that I believe have undue influence. They have a lot of influence over the Supreme Court, whether it's through fear or respect or friendships. I don't know. But I know some of the people that were involved on the other side, and I don't like them. I think they're real slime balls.
Yeah, and I think he's right about that. And I think, obviously, not talking about China. Undue influence. This is part of the problem here. And so we'll get to more of that in just a second into the Supreme Court decision. First, let's get an update on the state highways. Once again, Charlie Gishler with the State Highway Administration. I think the state has done a really good job on most of our major roads here this morning. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Sean. How's everybody?
Yeah, we're doing fine, thanks. Another storm, another day. And how are we looking at this hour?
In the Baltimore metropolitan area, I just took a look at the chart cameras that you can get on roads.maryland.gov, the roads that we maintain, and it looks like it's in pretty good shape on the Beltway and the freeways and the interstates. The problem is the Eastern Shore got basically a blizzard yesterday. I just took a look at some of those cameras, and there's still some snow-covered roads down that way heading toward Ocean City. Even the Midshore and Upper Shore got hit pretty hard with that. So that's what we're going to be doing today, is doing mop-up operations, making sure the shoulders are pushed back and getting some good drainage going. The big difference between this storm and the one a month ago was the temperatures. The temperatures are very ideal for salt to be used and that type of thing. So for your listeners, if you do have to go out, go to roads.maryland.gov, and you can get a whole bunch of information on that website.
Yeah, so what happens when you got most of the Baltimore Metro clear and the Eastern Shore is it? Do you redirect sources and assets to the Eastern Shore?
Yeah, the Eastern Shore got hit pretty hard. They had some very high winds and that type of thing. So if your plans do take you there today, again, go to that website, roads.maryland.gov. We do have all of our forces and our contracting forces on hand, and they're going to be attacking that. Hopefully we'll get a little bit of above freezing today. That is going to help us out tremendously as well, Sean.
All right, thanks, Charlie. Appreciate the update. You have a good one.
You too. Take care.
That's Charlie Gishler with the State Highway. So here's what the Supreme Court, and then we're going to get into some of the other, the emergency component in just a couple of minutes, and get your calls and comments. So, economic security, I think, is national security. That's the argument being made. And the hollowing out of our ability to independently sustain our national economic system, I think, posed a real and substantive threat to our nation. Remember the supply chain during COVID? Couldn't get masks, couldn't get pharmaceuticals based on their being made in India and China. And so we were dependent upon other nations. President Trump said that is not going to stand here. And so the court never evaluated the urgency behind IEPA as used by President Trump. Instead, the court began their legal analysis by seeking to define the word regulate as it applies to IEPA. Part 2/B, and they said IEPA authorizes the president to investigate, block during the pendency of an investigation, regulate, direct and compel, nullify, void, prevent, or prohibit importation or exportation under the act. Now, a majority of the court decided presidential ability to levy countervailing duties is not part of the ability to regulate importation. If you go back to our founding fathers, that's what they used to do. they used to place tariffs. In fact, there are 20 different cases of presidents using tariffs. We'll get through some of those here in just a second. We'll hear from Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, coming up shortly right after the news. If you're looking, if you're having some hearing issues, whether it could be earwax, could be an ear infection, could be some hearing loss, you're going to want to get it checked out. I think the best place I can recommend is Audiology Associates, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team at Audiology Associates with 10 locations throughout Baltimore. They take a gentle, empathetic approach. I helped my wife with some tinnitus about a year and a half or so ago, and thank goodness that has passed now. So it is something that, again, you need to get your hearing checked out. Like we do an annual exam, an eye exam, you need to have a hearing exam so you know to take care of your hearing, especially as we age. Here's what you do. Log on to AAIAudiology.com. They'll find a location near you and schedule your appointment today. Again, when silence is not golden, check out Audiology Associates. It's 6:30. Time for our latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore area public school systems have announced their snow closures and delays due to the winter storm. Schools will be closed today in Harford, Carroll, and Frederick counties, and schools will have virtual learning in Baltimore City, Anne Arundel, Baltimore County, and Cecil counties. Again, there will be a two-hour delay in Howard County schools, and Carroll County schools are now closed. The Maryland Department of Transportation State Highway Administration reminds the public that it can track the agency's winter weather response through the statewide transportation operations response map. The Storm app allows for near real-time tracking of Maryland's weather response vehicles to determine when and where snowplows and equipment will be clearing state roads. Transportation officials say snow and ice can lead to hazardous conditions, even after a roadway has been treated, and drivers should always use caution. Passing a winter response vehicle is strictly prohibited under Maryland law. In Baltimore County's Emergency Operations Center has been activated, and it will remain open through the snowstorm to coordinate resources and ensure the safety of our residents. The county's Department of Public Works and Transportation says it has close to 600 crew members and 500 pieces of equipment available to address snow removal operations on the county's 2,700 miles of roads. And travel in some areas, once again, is extremely hazardous, especially in places like Ocean City, which is under a blizzard warning. Marylanders are urged to avoid travel and be ready for possible power outages. The governor says the safety of Marylanders comes first, and the storm has the potential to produce life-threatening conditions. The Maryland Department of Emergency Management has activated the State Emergency Operations Center. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So we're back down at the Bay Bridge and looking through Annapolis. All the roadway conditions are fine. They're wet. No problems. No problems into the shoulder area. So the roadway conditions are fine. Still have to watch your speed. Might be a little slush here and there. But otherwise, no problems right through there. 404, see some plows working now at the tower here in Denton. And that's where they've been hard hit down in the Eastern Shore. But over closer to 404 and the light at Route 50, the roadway conditions are good down through that area. It looks like to me, just from the camera shot, that it's still snowing in Ocean City. I'm looking at a shot that's pretty high up right at Coastal Highway. See one car on Coastal Highway, and there's been a lot of snow in and around that area through Salisbury on Route 13. Though now that shot shows a little bit better traffic through there. but the Ocean City drawbridge and places like that into and around Ocean City up through Fenwick Island, heavy snow on the ground and caution still advised. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are wrapping up with snow showers early this morning. After that, mostly cloudy and windy today with winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour and temperatures in the low 40s. Partly cloudy and cold tonight with lows in the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, how about a little breakfast with the U.S. men's hockey team yesterday morning? Little eggs, little sausage, and a little overtime in Milano Cortina.
Now, Jack Hughes puts it around the park. United States with numbers. Watch the clock, it comes. Jack Hughes wins it!
Kenny Albert had the call on NBC. The on-ice celebration for the U.S. men's hockey team went on for almost 10 minutes, unabated. And when he finally got to the mic, the man who delivered the golden goal delivered again.
This is all about our country right now. I love the USA. I love my teammates. It's unbelievable. The USA Hockey Brotherhood is so strong. And we have so much support from ex-players. I'm so proud to be American today.
Jack Hughes, the game winner, the medal winner, and a sidebar here. It was Jack's brother Quinn that got the OT winner in the quarterfinals when the U.S. beat Sweden. What a hockey family they are. Final medal count, Norway ends up on top with 41, 18 gold. The U.S. finished in second with 33, 12 gold. And Italy came in third with 26 medals, 8 gold. O's News, Mike Elias confirming over the weekend the news we had feared about third baseman Jordan Westberg.
So we had imaging ordered a few days ago, and the imaging revealed a partial tear in his ulnar collateral ligament.
Before surgery, the team and player, on the advice of the UCL expert, Dr. Neil Etrash, have opted for a PRP injection, stands for platelet-rich plasma, to hopefully strengthen the area. The team will reassess at the end of April. Jordan Westberg will be out all of February, March, and at least the month of April. Ravens news, the team preparing for free agency, who to add, who to subtract, of course. One player likely not here in 2026 is the tight end with the first name of Isaiah.
You know, I love Baltimore. I mean, they took a chance on me when all 31 didn't. So, like, at the end of the day, I tell everybody, like, Baltimore's home for me. But at the end of the day, business is business. So.
As told to John Gruden on the Gruden Goes Long podcast. The time now is 6:37. When we return, American pride on display.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. There is nothing like standing on the ground where American history was made, and I want you to experience Gettysburg with me. Join me Thursday, June 11th as we depart WCBM at 8 a.m. for the Visitor Center, lunch at the historic Dobbin House, and a guided battlefield tour that brings Gettysburg to life. The first bus was sold out, and the second bus has been added with a special guest coming soon. Secure your seat at WCBM.com.
The Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour is presented by the Smile Design Center.
First of all, hope you had a great weekend.
Did, and it was topped off yesterday with historic.
The best.
Hockey game. Been waiting for this moment for 46 years, and it finally arrived.
The only thing that was better than the game-winning overtime goal was what Jack, and we just played the audio, was what Jack, you said after the game.
Yeah.
Which is just, I mean, he delivered again, you know, draped in the flag. By the way, to see the players skate on the ice after the game was over with the flag draped around mm-hmm. their shoulders, every time I see that, that just, it puts a lump in my throat.
Yes, it does.
I mean, that is just the most beautiful,
very
thing.
Moving when you look, and not injecting politics in this, whether you are liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. If you're there, you're representing the country. Like Herb Brooks said in Miracle, the name on the back is much more, the name on the front is much more important than the name on the back of the jersey. But on the very anniversary of the Miracle on Ice,
to the day,
And then you had the Johnny Gaudreau connection.
Oh, that just got me. And then they showed his parents up in the stands.
And the children
with the photo.
Surviving. If you don't know the Gaudreau story, it was two brothers, Johnny G and his brother Matt. And Johnny was in the NHL, Matt was in the AHL, but they're great hockey players, but he would have been on this team.
Right.
And they confirmed that with the parents. They said he would have made it. But they were killed by a alleged drunk driver when they were on bicycles.
In their hometown, at their sister's wedding weekend.
Yep, just horrible. But then they had that jersey. They had it in Four Nations last year as well, but it didn't turn out as well. But this year, I tell you, Connor Hellebuck is my MVP, the goalie. He was a stone wall. The Hughes brothers, lights out. The Tkachuk brothers, you know, Matt was playing hurt. So they did the best they could. Look, Team Canada has incredible skill. They have the best offensive play. Three top scorers in the NHL.
Absolutely.
On Team Canada. So they gave as good as they got. And they, I tell you yesterday, that third period really tilted the ice in favor of Canada. But, you know, it's unfortunately Nate McKinnon said, I guess we know who the better team was. The better team won 2-1. Better teams find a way to win. They may not have their best game. They may not have the most shots. But they will their way to win. That's exactly what happened to Team USA.
That's exactly what happened in 1980.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell me that the Americans had more talent than the Russians 46 years ago.
No, they didn't.
They had more will.
Well, as I said, you play them 9, 10 times. 9 times out of 10, they're going to beat you. But
On that day,
anything can happen. And then there's, you know, again, Brock Nelson, who was a third-generation gold medalist. He had, I think, his grandfather and an uncle that medaled in Squaw Valley and Lake Placid. Just a great day all around.
And a great Olympic Games, really, for the U.S. Yeah. I mean, they're not, you know, generally considered along with Norway.
Record 12 golds in this Winter Olympics, and they did a really, really good job, I think. And probably could have had more if we didn't have defectors like Eileen Gu and others.
We have some great sound, by the way, from Connor Hellebuck addressing the criticism. You know, he's been criticized his whole career for not being able to win the big game.
Right.
So we have some great audio from him a little
later. He's the only guy on that team that never played at the AAA level of hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I can tell you what, he was just amazing. That one save that he made with the stick is the puck. Yeah, we're on the edge of our seat the entire time.
Love it.
Thank you, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes before the hour. Mark's in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, John and company. And by the way, go USA in both men's and women's ice hockey.
Yes, both.
Against Canada, and both in overtime, by the way, as a matter of fact. Identical games, I call it.
Yeah, that's, you couldn't ask for a better result either way.
That's correct. So, Molotov. Okay, now listen, here's a question. Why do we still have a Republican-led Congress, at least up through midterms in November of the secular year 2026, is there a chance that Congress can reenact some of the tariffs that the Supreme Court decision took away from President Trump? In other words, restore some of the tariffs policies?
That was under IEPA and IEPA alone. So the Trade Act of 1974, Section 122, Section 301, Section 232, these are all sections that were being utilized because immediately Trump announced there would be, you know, first 10% global tariffs, then he raised it to 15% the following day. So Trump had a plan B, and we put it back in place immediately. So, you know, Congress had a tough time getting anything done right now. It's just, you know, par for the course. I just think we need more people there. We need reinforcements. We need better margins in order to get stuff done. Mark, thanks for the question. Great call. Appreciate that. So, again, under this regulation, we're going to hear from Scott Bessent in just a second. But here's the thing. In the opinion of the Supreme Court, and that's the Bush-led Justice John Roberts, the president can block imports, nullify imports, prohibit imports, but can't regulate imports through the use of tariffs. Well, I find defies logic. And when I look at it, the dissent by Kavanaugh, Alito, and Thomas was brilliant. I mean, those are the brilliant justices we have right there. But they, of course, why is it always the Republicans who defect to the Democrat side? The Democrats almost never, I'll put it this way, very rarely do they cross the aisle and agree on key decisions, on these 5-4-6-3 decisions. You never see the Democrats defect and cross the line. So I do think that, maybe a time we'll read some of the dissent from Thomas coming up in just a second. But, did not kill the tariffs. There are more tariffs to come. And we'll hear from Scott Besson coming up in just a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looking at the last shot here, this is Salisbury, 50 at US 13, and pretty much completely snow covered. A couple of lanes have opened up just because some of the traffic has picked up a little bit through there, but it's just basically one lane each way with a lot of slush, a lot of buildup on the roadway. The Ocean City Drawbridge on the main span, a lot of snow there, and then further back, about a mile away, that roadway was also completely snow covered as well. And it looks like there's a lot of snow on Coastal Highway. Of course, Delaware and Ocean City down through there got hard hit. Anything that's south and east of Easton and down through 50 at 404, anything south and east of there, that's where the heavy stuff is right now. There still needs to be attended to. Once that happens, things will get a little bit better. But up around 50-404 through Queenstown, Canton Narrows, Bay Bridge, you can travel without any problems. Some of the side roads will be an issue because they haven't treated those yet. And keep in mind also, a lot of debris, a lot of tree branches down with the wind, a lot of power outages as well. There's a new wreck in Baltimore County. There may be some injuries here. 4500 block of Deer Park Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast. Snow showers linger. 20 mile per hour winds. High today 38 for the Baltimore Metro. Eastern Shore, different story right now in Stephensville. Still snowing. Still a blizzard warning. And 32 degrees in Baltimore City. 30 right now under cloudy skies. Time to head out to the truck wagon. Latest item is trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
Portable Jensen.
Yeah, I want your meal. Give me that food.
Give me that food. Well, we've acquired the Cracker Barrel 26 spring menu for Chuck. Oh. And the folks at Cracker Barrel wanted me to share this with you, Chuck.
Thank you.
You get the new farmhouse scramble.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good already.
The new garden scramble. More veggies, less of the meats and stuff. The new smoky southern salmon. The new smoky southern salmon and shrimp combo. The new smoky southern salmon salad. The new hush puppy dippers.
Now that sounds good.
Crispy fried cornmeal hush puppy served with country comeback sauce for dipping.
Country comeback sauce.
They're still waiting for Chuck to come back. The new all day.
Sorry if I come back.
The new all day French toast breakfast family meal. The fresh strawberry French toast bake. Eggs in a basket. Two slices of sourdough bread, each grilled with an egg in the middle. And choice of breakfast meat.
Wow.
Sugar ham dinner, chicken noodle soup, strawberry peach lemonade, carrot cake, chocolate pecan pie slice, or the regular pecan pie slice. So that's a Cracker Barrel right now.
Not bad.
It's all good.
Yeah. Crumbles baking a new yellow sheet cake just in time today through this Saturday. So if you like yellow sheet cake, you can get it in cookie form. Uncrustables adding the new blueberry to its PB&J lineup.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an Uncrustable?
No.
I have one sitting right here.
Do you really? You like the Uncrustables?
Great jelly.
Right.
Ooh.
Okay, you like
that.
I take them to the golf course when I play. They're good for after the the ninth hole.
Yeah.
You get a little fix.
A little protein, a little energy.
Mm-hmm.
Flamin' Hot turning its iconic heat into boneless chicken wings. How about that?
That works.
Yeah. Fast casual restaurant opening serving classic and spicy chicken is soon arriving in Baltimore County. It's called Slim Chickens. Preparing to open its latest location in Hunt Valley. In the storefront there around York Road. Slim Chickens and Elk Ridge welcomes a new cheesesteak joint to Baltimore County. It's called Cheesesteak and Company. They're at 6500 Washington Boulevard, and they're going to open a location in Owings Mills as well. So lots of food news here today.
Lots of food news.
Yeah.
People need it. DoorDash will be busy today.
You're right about that. All right, Chuck, thanks. Seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Oh, by the way, real quick, the school announcements. I forgot to hear Maggie.
Okay, right in my hot little hands. Let's see. Schools will be closed today in Harford and Frederick counties, and schools will have virtual learning in Baltimore City, Anne Arundel, Baltimore County, and Cecil counties. There will be a two-hour delay in start times for Howard County, and Carroll County schools are closed.
Thank you so much. Treasury Secretary Scott Besson was addressing an economic club. He talked about why, under IEPA, President Trump was right to tariff these nations that had been ripping us off. This was not free trade. This was not fair trade. This was biased and taking advantage of the United States. And our economic security is our national security.
On the eve of our great nation's 250th anniversary, we recognize that economic security is foundational to our ability to thrive for the next 250 years. Under President Trump's leadership, we are restoring industrial capacity, reinforcing technological leadership, expanding economic opportunity, and strengthening resilience. We are fundamentally resetting the framework in which the United States participates in the global economy, recognizing that economic security, above all else, is the foundation of sovereignty and thus the guarantor of prosperity.
Yeah, so there you have it. We are resetting the world order and the way the economy is. And that's what the left, the free trade types, the globalists, the elitists, and those serving in black robes are some of those global elitists like John Roberts. But Bessin went on to say that President Trump's got multiple tools in his toolbox.
President Trump will always put our national security and Americans first. And as I have said before, the president has multiple tools in his toolbox. Let's be clear about what today's ruling was and what it wasn't. Despite the misplaced gloating from Democrats, ill-informed media outlets, and the very people who gutted our industrial base, the court did not rule against President Trump's tariffs. Six justices simply ruled that IEEPA authorities cannot be used to raise even $1 of revenue. This administration will invoke alternative legal authorities to replace the IEEPA tariffs. We will be leveraging Section 232 and Section 301 tariff authorities that have been validated through thousands of legal challenges. Treasury's estimates show that the use of Section 122 authority, combined with potentially enhanced Section 232 and Section 301 tariffs, will result in virtually unchanged tariff revenue in 2026.
So, by the way, in history, just for your edification, George Washington was the first to sign the Hamilton Tariff, the first major legislation to collect duties on imports for federal revenue. John Quincy Adams followed, John Tyler, Benjamin Harrison, William McKinley, Herbert Hoover, Nixon, Reagan, George W. Bush, Barack Hussein Obama, and finally President Trump. So 20% of our prior presidents invoked tariffs, and the Supreme Court got it wrong again. And look, I understand Congress has the power to tax. That's income tax, that's excise tax, it's all this other taxes on the individuals of America. But President Trump and the president can, through these tariff agreements, through these trade agreements, they can lay reciprocal tariffs on countries that are ripping us off. So we'll just have to went to Plan B, and that's what he did. Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, always has Plan B ready, just in case you need to sell your home. And right now, I would focus on getting it ready for sale this spring. If you've been thinking about it, then it's time to pull the trigger. Call Vinny, and he or one of his agents will come out, take a look at your home, and see if it needs any staging, any repair, et cetera. And once you agree on asking price and time frame, and you sign the contract on the dotted line, your home is sold. That's a guarantee that Vinny makes, because 13,000 buyers are ready, willing, and able to buy your home once they see it, even before it hits the open market or the MLS. So just call Vinny today at 410-709-7515, and he'll take care of you. And once you sign, your home is sold. That simple. 410-709-7515.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes once again. It's going to be an interesting morning rush hour here with the latest is Lugnuts Johnson.
You're going to have to take it easy. I mean, we're starting to hear accidents now. So you're out there and you're thinking, well, the Beltway looks good. It's just wet. Speeds are not bad. Probably 45 to 55 on the Beltway in a lot of the areas. So that's not an issue. But some of these side roadways still have a little bit of slush, a little bit of ice. And we're getting accidents now. Owings Mills Boulevard at Cherry Hill Road, maybe with injuries there and a wreck. Also, Deer Park Road and Lions Mill Road. So those are two of the roadways. They're not the major roadways, but they could be in trouble with some of this accumulation on the highway. All the major interstates are open. I mean, they've looked up on 83, 95, 795, 70, even down to the Capitol Beltway. No issues at all. Traffic around the Bay Bridge looks good. The southern part and the lower eastern shore, heavy snow still there. Still snowing, as a matter of fact. And a lot of the roadways are still snow-covered, especially as you get closer down towards Ocean City, Fenwick Island, and up through Delaware, with a lot of power outages as well on the lower eastern shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be lingering snow showers here this morning. 20 mile per hour winds, and still more snow showers will linger on the eastern shore. And the blizzard warning is still in effect, so it'll eventually move out of here and head towards New England and have that nor'easter hit New York as well. High 38 today, clearing tonight, still windy, low of 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 32. Is the expected high tomorrow. Right now, 32 in Ocean City with a blizzard warning, 30 in Severn. Governor Wes Moore, Texan Spend Moore, finally gets reinvited back to the White House along with Jared Polis, the Colorado governor. And you think, okay, we had a little dust up, we had a disagreement, you know, but again, this is the guy that said this was a racist decision by the president. That got blown out of the water. He just can't let it go. And you think, let bygones be bygones. Go there, show a little grace, and show a little professionalism. No, he immediately launches on President Trump.
I'm here to focus on the people of my state. I am not going to spend a second talking about a petty attack that the President of the United States had.
Unnecessary. It was unnecessary to take a shot, take a jab, call it a petty attack. You know, again, take the high road, but instead, you know, he has got presidential ambitions is what drives this guy. And he can deny it until the cows come home, and I'm not going to believe it. I've just seen way too much. And his presidential ambitions make Lockdown Larry's look like, a milk toast or something. Then before that was Marty the musician. So, again, this guy, he can taste it. And you can tell he can taste it because every chance he gets, he takes a jab at President Trump. Even when the national governors are meeting to try to. And then, in the right the other side of his mouth, by the way, it was after he met, he said it was a productive meeting.
It was a productive meeting at the White House. And I think it was a chance for us to be able to share our thoughts and our perspectives and our ideas with the cabinet secretaries and the agency heads and with the president himself.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the tone you should have taken, before you went into the meeting. And let's be hopeful. But instead, he hit with a petty attack and so on and so forth. Now, when it comes to, he's got to walk a fine line on law enforcement if he wants to be president of the United States. And he doesn't even answer the question here. A reporter asks him whether or not, because the Democrats are all over ICE, as you know. Many want to defund ICE, abolish ICE. That's why besides the fact that you saw the economic numbers come out on Friday, the fourth quarter was bad, and it was bad because the Democrats shut down the government. That's why it was bad, and I told you repeatedly, this is the reason why they're shutting it down again. It's not about ICE, because ICE still gets funded. It's not about anything other than they're trying to desperately throw a poison pill, a monkey wrench, into President Trump's economy. That's why they do it. But as for ICE, here is Governor Texan Spend Moore trying, or actually doesn't even try to answer the question by the report.
There's some within your party who are calling for abolishing ICE. whoever ends up being the presidential candidate for the Democrats in 2028, do you think they should support abolishing ICE?
No, I think when you're looking at what is happening with ICE right now, there's not a alignment between what the organization's intent is and what's actually happening.
Okay, the intent is to enforce immigration laws, and what actually is happening is that they're enforcing immigration laws. Okay? So I'm not quite sure why he does. There's a disconnect there. But this is all for the radical left-wing base. The progressive Marxists do not want borders. They want our borders open. They want millions of illegals in this country, as we saw from Chairman Joe Alejandro Mayorkas and the rest of the Reconquista movement. And that's the future voting base of the Democrat Party, Westmore included, here in the state of Maryland. We got at least a quarter of a million illegal aliens. In this country, maybe more in this state. So that's the game that they're playing. They don't like the fact that President Trump is removing their future voters here from Maryland and elsewhere. And so there you have it. So get your thoughts and comments as well. 410-922-6680 is our number. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer this morning is Michelle Gisella. She's sitting in for Kristen, who is under the weather here this morning. We wish her a speedy recovery. And don't forget, the best of Casey & Company is available each and every day. WCBM.com on our Facebook pages and Rumble. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Well, up next, it was an incredible moment for the men's team. The women went gold last week. The men won it yesterday. We have a lot of reaction, including all this patriotism is driving the left mad. You got that. Also, we'll take Bill Ferguson on redistricting and juvenile thugs. And another assassination attempt against President Trump by a crazy person. This must end. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. From the mid-Atlantic up to the northeast, a huge storm kicking up gusty winds, dumping a lot of snow, especially along the I-95 corridor. The National Weather Service says many places could see up to 2 feet of wind-whipped snow.
It's been a while since we've had a major nor'easter and major blizzard of this magnitude across the northeast. You got to go about a decade.
National Weather Service forecaster Cody Snell, New York City and Rhode Island have banned non-essential road travel. New Jersey has implemented similar restrictions. There have been thousands of flight cancellations, and it could be midweek before air travel gets back to normal. Schools are closed across several Mexican states, and local and foreign governments alike are warning their citizens to remain indoors following the Army's killing of a big-time drug lord and a spasm of violence that followed. Tourists in some places are having to shelter in place in their hotel rooms. The White House, which confirms U.S. intelligence support in the operation, is applauding Mexico's army for taking down one of the most wanted criminals in both countries. The European Commission is demanding that the United States stick to the terms of an EU-U.S. trade deal that was reached last year.
After the U.S. Supreme Court struck down President Trump's global tariffs, he responded with new levies across the board. He announced tariffs of 10%, then hiked them to 15%. But the European Commission said Washington must provide full clarity on the steps that it intends to take following the court ruling. The strongly worded statement said, a deal is a deal.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. The White House cheering quick action by the Secret Service, whose agents shot and killed an armed man who had breached the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's estate in Florida. Watching Wall Street, the Dow features down 167. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Israel is a hot topic right now, and with so many opinions and emotions surrounding it, it can feel hard to know where to start. The Bible tells us, "I will bless those who bless you." That's a clear calling from God. With anti-Semitism on the rise around the world, that calling is more urgent than ever. At a time when Jewish communities are experiencing more hostility, more threats, and more violence than ever, Christians have an opportunity to respond and say, "You are not alone." When Christians choose to bless Israel, we're not entering a political issue. We're honoring the root of our faith and standing against hatred. Supporting Israel is more than a belief. It's a biblical mandate. And by partnering with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you can push back against the darkness and be a light to God's people. Learn how you can be a blessing. Visit ifcj.org today. That's ifcj.org, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I was just cruising the Beltway locally, 695. No issues at all. Much lighter, of course, today because a lot of folks are staying home. But if you have to travel, the roadway conditions are wet. Now we're down here at both the Harbor Tunnels. And again, good travel there. 95 Russell Street, 395, both the tunnels, all with the lanes open. Very good conditions and perfectly clear roadways. Not even an issue on the shoulders this morning through the area. But we mentioned the last report, some of these side roads are having problems. There's a new wreck in Towson, Hampton Lane, off Delaney Valley Road. Somebody slid into the slush and the ice there, and there's a wreck. Owings Mills Boulevard, Cherry Hill Road, and we had the wreck at Deer Park Road at Lions Mill Road. That indicates that once you get off these major roadways, some of these secondary roads have a little snow covering, going to be a little icy, a little slushy, and you really have to pay attention. A lot of debris on the roadway, a lot of power outages in and around the area as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are wrapping up with snow showers early this morning. After that, mostly cloudy and windy today with winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour and temperatures in the low 40s. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, but lows in the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
32 degrees in Owings Mills and 34 in Pasadena. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore area public school systems have announced their snow closures and delays due to the winter storm. Schools will be closed today in Harford and Frederick counties, and schools will have virtual learning in Baltimore City, Anne Arundel, Baltimore County, and Cecil counties. There will be a two-hour delay for Howard County, and Carroll County schools are closed. The State Highway Administration reminds the public that it can track the agency's winter weather response through the statewide transportation operations response map. The Storm app allows for near real-time tracking of Maryland's weather response vehicles to determine when and where snowplows and equipment will be clearing state roads. Transportation officials say snow and ice can lead to hazardous conditions, even after a roadway has been treated, and drivers should always use caution. Passing a winter response vehicle is strictly prohibited under Maryland law. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 162. The pick four, 1464. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tough men on Ninja Batter. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. More from Jack Hughes, who scored the golden goal yesterday at the Winter Olympics, giving the men their first hockey gold medal in 46 years, placing the credit where the credit was due.
Unbelievable game by Hellebuck. He was our best player tonight by a mile. Unbelievable game. Unreal game by our team. That's just a ballsy, gutsy win. That's American hockey right there. That's a great Canadian team, but we're USA. We're so proud to be Americans. Tonight was all for the country.
And Sean Casey said last half hour, Connor Hellebuck was a stone wall between the pipes for the U.S. 6'4", 32-year-old from Commerce, Michigan, was the difference indeed yesterday for the USA.
It's a dream come true. You know, I love this group. We've had so much fun over here. We've grinded. We've battled. You know, this is one of some of the best and most fun hockey I've ever played.
And from the ice we go in Italy to the sun in Florida. Birds and Tigers yesterday in Lakeland, Florida, ended in a 4-4 tie with Heston Kerstad homering in his second spring game and Pete Alonso doing the same. But it wasn't about how it ended. It was about how it started, with right-hander Kyle Bradish on the hill for Baltimore, making his first appearance of the spring, the 29-year-old tossing two innings, allowing three hits and two earned runs. And the question now is, there a competition brewing between Bradish and left-hander Trevor Rogers for the opening day assignment? Here's Bradish.
I don't know how much competition is after that performance yesterday from Rogers. it's just another spot in the rotation for me.
Bradish referring, of course, to Rogers' lights-out work in the opener against the Yanks. Two innings of one-hit ball, striking out the side in the second.
I don't really look at it as a competition. You know, he's my teammate. I'll always root for him. And, you know, if he gets the nod, I'll be rooting for him. If I get the nod, that's great. All I want to pitch in Camden, so that's all I care about.
Coming up in 30 minutes, a baseball legend passes away. And that is Stein on Sports. Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producers, Michelle Gisella, sitting in for Kristen Hagrick here this morning. Top stories coming up this hour. AOC, Gavin Newsom, Susan Rice, all melting down over the weekend. We've got audio for you all. Bill Ferguson being confronted over redistricting and juvenile thugs running wild in the state of Maryland. But our top story...
46 years ago today in Lake Placid, the Miracle on Ice. And the United States team with an opportunity here in Milan to win the gold medal for the first time since.
And this game will head to sudden death overtime. Puck lines up behind the net. Rock across it comes. Jeff Hughes wins it. The golden goal for the United States to defeat Canada for the first time since the 1980.
I've been waiting 46 years for this moment, and I remember my wife and I watched Miracle the night before the big game Sunday morning at 8, and just it was incredible seeing that movie. It's one of the best movies of all time. But this was absolute destiny. The U.S. men's hockey team winning the Olympic gold medal on the 46th anniversary of the 1980 Miracle on Ice. It happened on George Washington's 294th birthday. And during America's 250th birthday year, it doesn't get any better than that. And then there are the Hughes brothers. Quinn Hughes, scoring a goal in overtime to send us to the gold medal game. And then his brother Jack, with the game-winning goal, the GWG, yesterday morning after he lost two of his teeth, that we call them chicklets in hockey, on the ice. And then Korski came back and skated a shift after that, but then took a bad penalty late in the third period, which could have sealed our fate. So you know that Jack Hughes was extremely motivated, but there are a lot of other players. But I tell you, the men's team and the women's team, for that matter, none of the stuff that we have on the soccer team by the women during the Olympics, it's all woke. And we had a few people like Amber Glenn and Hunter Hess and a few others. But this is what it means to represent America.
This is all about our country right now. I love the USA. I love my teammates. It's unbelievable. The USA Hockey Brotherhood is so strong, and we have so much support from ex-players. I'm so proud to be American today.
This was such an incredible game to grind out. I mean, you're bleeding right through it just looking at you right now. Can you just talk about how difficult this gold medal was to win?
Unbelievable game by Hellebuck. He was our best player tonight by a mile. Unbelievable game. Unreal game by our team. That's just a ballsy, gutsy win. That's American hockey right there. That's a great Canadian team, but we're USA. We're so proud to be Americans. Tonight was all for the country.
What does this gold medal mean to USA Hockey?
It's everything. Like I said, the USA Hockey Brotherhood means so much. Look at these guys. We're such a team. We've been together for 2 weeks. We're such a team. The USA Hockey Brotherhood is so strong, and we're so proud to win for our country.
And this is a team that adapted Lynyrd Skynyrd's Free Bird as their theme song. I think the women now also had Free Bird as well. So it just, by the way, the Hughes brothers and their mother was involved in the women's team as well. So the Hughes family making huge contributions to both men's and women's gold-winning efforts. More coming up on this incredible day in Olympic and hockey history. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looking at some of the data, the road data from the Delaware line and over into Georgetown and up into that area, and they're just little red dots everywhere, and they're indicating power outages, trees down, wires down, and there are about 15 of those anywhere between, let's just see, coming down from Dover and down into Fenwick Island, down through there. So that gives you some idea what the storm has done to the eastern shore. Just saw a plow, by the way, hitting the west end of the Ocean City drawbridge and out to the west end. It was moving west, so now they're making a little progress getting out there and knocking some of that down. Salisbury, pretty hard hit. There was a lot of snow on the roadways at 50 at 113. So, again, they're attending to it the best they can, but there are some areas not yet completely treated, and all of that is still basically south and east. I'm looking at the data, like 5404 through Ridgely, down through there towards Denton. Those roadways have been treated. They're wet, and traffic is very light, and they're getting through there. But south and east of that and over across the Delaware line, that's where all the problems are. We mentioned last time around, we're starting to see these accidents on some of these side roads. If you're going out, the main highways are fine. You get off the beaten path. Slush, ice, snow accumulations, and we've had several accidents. Deer Park Road, Owings Mills Boulevard, and now Hampton Lane, just off Delaney Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Snow showers lingered this morning. 20-mile-per-hour winds, high 38. Winds will stay around tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 32 right now. We saw some flurries, 29 in Parkville, and it is, 28 in Reisterstown under cloudy skies. 7:15, time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Right, the big story for President Trump is on Friday, the Supreme Court, in a 6-3 decision, including two of his appointments to the court, Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett, joining Chief Justice Roberts and the left on the court to strike down President Trump's tariffs under the International Economic Emergency Powers Act. And under that act alone, there are plenty of other options for the president. He reacted.
The Supreme Court's ruling on tariffs is deeply disappointing, and I'm ashamed of certain members of the court, absolutely ashamed, for not having the courage to do what's right for our country.
One wonders if he will call them out during the State of the Union address tomorrow night, which we'll hear live on WCBM. But he said this was a disgrace they committed against the United States.
They're against anything that makes America strong, healthy, and great again. They also are a, frankly, disgrace to our nation, those justices.
They also, in the opinion, wrote that, because it's in the title, is International Economic Emergency Act. And so what is defined as an emergency? Well, the only reference they made was to wartime. But there are other emergencies that affect the United States, and not necessarily including war. There was the fentanyl crisis, which the president cited under this act. But what about the economic security of our country when we're losing jobs, losing manufacturing base, when we can no longer supply and equip ourselves with the things we need to treat Americans or to defend Americans? And they completely missed the boat on that one.
I think it's an embarrassment to their families. You want to know the truth, the two of them.
Stephen Miller, White House Deputy Chief of Staff, also calling on in his reaction to the ruling.
But here's the good news, Laura. As cowardly, as horrendous as the Supreme Court ruling was, as poorly as it reflects on John Roberts' court, and the continued torturing of our statutes and our Constitution, here's the good news. The court also affirmed the president has the authority under Section 301, Section 232, Section 122, Section 338, and many other provisions of federal law that the president can levy tariffs on foreign nations. So his program will not only be fully reconstituted, but it will be expanded. And one more point, Laura. The Supreme Court also affirmed that under IEEPA, the president has authority to restrict, impede, deny, license, or even fully embargo any foreign trade. So the net result of all this is we're going to keep and grow the tariffs to bring back American manufacturing, which keeps prices low by incentivizing products to be made here in America. But it also means that President Trump has even more tools when it comes to dealing with foreign countries that undermine our security.
Yeah, and that's something that the deep state, through these men and women in robes, probably didn't factor in, is that they may have handed him even a larger win, even though this was a step back, a momentary defeat. Trump was ready. Ready with Plan B, and he and his Treasury Secretary, I think, is one of the best Treasury Secretaries in history, Scott Bessent. They never really, what about all the money collected? What do you do with that? The refunds, the returns, the payouts, what do you do with that? Well, they're probably going to have to litigate that now, and that's going to take years in the courts.
This could take months, this could take years to litigate and to get to the payouts, and if there is a payout, it looks like it's just going to be the ultimate corporate welfare.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. Once again, it's happened for the third time, an attempted assassination of President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. An armed man, armed with a shotgun, he also had a gas can in his vehicle, tried to breach the perimeter at Mar-a-Lago. A Secret Service shot and killed him stone cold dead. This, I know the guy's name, but I'm not going to give him international fame here. He is another young white man, and his family had reported him missing just the other day, and he apparently, just like Thomas Crooks and Ryan Ruth and others, some people say they're crazed. Why are they crazed? Was there a history of mental illness? A lot of unanswered questions about this individual, along with Thomas Crooks and Ryan Ruth. Still, Ruth was eventually sentenced, Crooks is taking a permanent dirt nap as we speak. Trump hanged the portrait of his portrait, rather, on the Department of Justice. Make America safe again. That has triggered the left, saying that no American president has ever hung his picture on a building like that. Trump is bringing back the American home dream of home ownership, delivering again lower interest rates and trying to make things easier for young Americans to purchase homes. He also directed the Pentagon to release government files, all government files related to aliens, not the illegal type, but the extraterrestrial type, and UFOs. And good news is Republican Steve Hilton leads in the California governor's race right now. In a field of 12 announced candidates, Republican Hilton leads Democrats and Republicans in this upcoming race. President Trump has pulled an endorsement of Colorado Representative Jeff Hurd after he backed the SCOTUS tariff decision. We also find out that both Obama and Susan Rice cried in front of the White House staff after Trump's 2016 win. There's no crying in politics, Barry. Come on. We'll hear about Susan Rice coming up a little bit later on. That's the way it went down 400 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 7:21, you're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashaw from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through seven blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes once again Monday morning. It is, it always all happens on Monday. Snow and slush. And, geez, it's a bad start to
pictures,
the week.
I sent you some pictures. Did you see them?
Not yet. When did you send them, by email or text?
Text. Messenger.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, the pictures from John at Fenwick Island. Looks like it's about 12 inches deep.
Oh, yeah. Geez. Look at that. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
And still snowing.
Wow, they got dumped on Kent Island.
Right there at the line. Right,
yeah.
The Delaware line.
Jeez.
Yep, and still snowing.
Oh, it's crazy.
That's what they're dealing with. We're looking here at I-97 at Route 32. We've been down towards the Severn River Bridge and Ritchie Highway, and the roadway conditions are fine. They're wet, which means you still have to use caution, but there's not that big deal like we had with the last one, where we had all that snow piled up on the shoulder and things like that. If you had to get off the roadway and there would be an incident there, you wouldn't have any problems. Looking all the way back towards Route 8, and again, wall-to-wall coverage there, very light traffic, as you might expect. A lot of people stayed away this morning, but if you have to go and you have to get around the area, you can do it. The winds right here are still blowing, heavy winds at the Bay Bridge. But over on the Lower Eastern Shore, these pictures we just got from Fenwick Island, that's where they got. They got wrecked up down there, boy, I'll tell you that. And that's going to take a while. The plows are working, but this was in a neighborhood. So that's going to be the last priority. And the local folks are digging out the best way they can. Power outages pretty much everywhere right now throughout the entire, both on the eastern and the western shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Snow showers linger. 20-mile-per-hour winds as well. 38 today. Clearing tonight. Windy, 21. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, 32. And so it's going to be hard to get some of the stuff melted. But hopefully things will warm up a little bit later on. 30 and cloudy in Severn and 30 downtown Baltimore. At 7:25, we are celebrating historic Olympic win for the U.S. men's and women last week, hockey team, and of course all the other gold medal winners. We'll get to the winners and losers on tomorrow's show in greater detail. But these guys are just pure. I mean, they're professional hockey players in the National Hockey League, but they're all American and facing off against the Canadian team. And I want to take you inside the locker room right after the big win. This is as they were celebrating, got their gold medals, they come off the ice, the national anthem was played. We'll play that for you coming up on America 250 next hour. And this is what it sounded like, and see if you recognize the song.
I'm gonna say a bunch of names, and I'm his list. The Statue of Liberty started shaking a fist, and the eagle will pop, and it's gonna be him. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell.
That, of course, that's Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. sung by every single one of the team members there in the locker room last night. So you can't get more American than that. And just an incredible display of patriotism, pure athletic skill, heart and desire. When things looked dark for them in that game, I started to tell that it was a 5-on-3. That thought once they killed that off, a penalty, then I thought that all the momentum would swing towards the U.S. Canada was tough, no doubt about it. And then that ice tilted in the third period. It looked like Canada missed a few opportunities to score up the potential game winner, but the U.S. hung in. You really had the greatest offensive team in the Olympics with Canada and the greatest defensive team and goalie on the American side, and that's why it was such a draw. And you look for a break, and yeah, we got it a little over a minute and a half into overtime. But the White House dropped an epic eagle meme on Justin Trudeau after the USA crushed Canada in the Olympic hockey, and both a patriotic flex and a savage burn. The White House went viral on Sunday for it showed a picture of an American bald eagle putting a claw to the neck of a Canadian goose. And just an incredible troll by President Trump. He said, congratulations to our great USA ice hockey team. They won the gold. Wow. President Donald J. Trump, what a game. President DJT. I've been hearing rumors that they have been invited to tomorrow's State of the Union address. The question is, can they get there in time? They can't fly into New York. Maybe they fly into D.C. instead. Now, it had been reported they were going to fly into Miami. Maybe they fly into D.C. instead. And the parting shot as the next Olympics is going to be held in Los Angeles in 28. Here's Kate Hudson singing a little song at the end of the closing ceremonies. Kate Hudson, California Dreamin' for the next Olympic Games, which will be held summer of 28 in Los Angeles. Go USA. Rescue Natural Supplements, want to remind you that Rescue Orsine is the supplement, one of our best sellers, and that's because it helps sustain your energy all day long and not that artificial boost you get from caffeine or energy drinks or whatever the case may be, because eventually you do crash on that. Orsine, developed by a cardiologist, is going to help your adenosine triphosphate. That's your ATP, your fuel for your cells that help your cells to repair, to maintain, be firing on all cylinders, and that's why it's such an important supplement. It is one of our best sellers, as I said. Right now, you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY, MYENERGY, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, or you can order online right now at res-q.com. Don't forget the coupon code MYENERGY. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore area public school systems have announced their snow closures and delays due to the winter storm. Schools will be closed today in Harford and Frederick counties, and schools will have virtual learning in Baltimore City, Anne Arundel, and Baltimore, Carroll, and Cecil counties. There will be a two-hour delay, actually, in Howard County schools, and Carroll County schools are officially closed today. The Maryland Department of Transportation has activated the State Highway Administration Emergency Operations Center. The command center manages traffic incident response, emergency management, and highway safety during major weather events. Real-time information on traffic incidents and live cameras are available at roads.maryland.gov. And meanwhile, the Maryland Transit Administration says it will adjust service if needed as the storm moves through the area. And BWI Marshall Airport is encouraging travelers to check with their airlines before heading to the airport. And BGE says its storm center is mobilized and ready to restore service where needed as Maryland deals with more wintry weather. The utility says customers who experience a power outage or need to report a downed wires should use the free BGE mobile app to make a report. Outages may also be reported at bge.com/outage. There have already been some outages reported in Baltimore City and Baltimore and Anne Arundel counties, and BGE says its crews are working as safely and quickly as possible to restore power. And Howard County police have arrested a man in the stabbing death of his roommate. Police were called to an apartment in the 7600 block of Wood Park Lane overnight Sunday, where they found 25-year-old Jalen Minor with fatal stab wounds. It's 7:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowy and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
7:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There are problems now towards the district in Montgomery County. There's a wreck on 270 southbound at Shady Grove Road. The initial report says two, maybe three lanes are blocked. Again, the roadway conditions are fine, but they're wet, so you still have to pay attention to your speed. Also now in Prince George's County, the inner loop at Branch Avenue, not really too far from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. And again, several lanes are blocked on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. Still looking at overall lighter than usual traffic, but we'll still get a delay with the lanes blocked, one in Prince George's County now and one in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are wrapping up with snow showers early this morning. After that, mostly cloudy and windy today with winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour and temperatures in the low 40s. Partly cloudy and cold tonight with lows in the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Can't get enough of Jack Hughes this morning, the American hockey hero that brought home the gold yesterday. For the USA, the golden goal in overtime as the Americans beat the Canadians 2-1.
I can't even believe this. I mean, it's such an unbelievable game. USA-Canada, that's such a good game. They have so many great players. We're a great team. That's exactly how we wanted to go. We wanted to go through Canada and beat them, and it could have went either way tonight, but that's an unbelievable win for the Americans.
And then there was the guy between the pipes, Connor Hellebuyck, despite three Vezina trophies and an NHL MVP award, criticized his entire career for not winning the big one.
Yeah, let them keep writing those articles, and I'll just keep performing. That's it. That's all I can do.
And then perhaps the most touching tribute of them all. This was in the history of hockey, perhaps. This was what the Americans did, raising the jersey of Johnny Gaudreau.
Johnny Gaudreau sweater has been in the dressing room, and that is a touching scene as the Gaudreau family. Emotional. Johnny would have been on this team.
Johnny Gaudreau, who rightly earned the moniker Johnny Hockey because of his scoring prowess and the electrifying way he played the game throughout his career. Johnny and his brother Matt died in August of 24 after being struck by an SUV while cycling in their hometown of New Jersey. They were killed by a suspected drunk driver on the eve of their sister's wedding. NFL news, the Seahawks adding a Tiger to its coaching ranks. Talking about Brian Fleury, Towson University class of 02. Now he is the new new offensive coordinator in Seattle. Fleury is the third Tiger who will be an NFL coordinator for the 2026 season, joining Jags OC Grant Udinski and Jets defensive coordinator Brian Duker. A lot of college basketball for you over the weekend. In College Park, Maryland holds off the University of Washington 64-60 for just their fourth Big Ten win. Meanwhile, in D.C., Duke moves into the title favorite with a gritty 68-63 March-like win over top-ranked Michigan. Cameron Boozer throwing in 18 for the Devils, snapping the Wolves' 11-game winning streak. Meanwhile, fourth-ranked Arizona won at number 2 Houston earlier on Saturday. And finally, the baseball world saddened over the weekend by the passing of Hall of Famer and legendary World Series hero Bill Mazeroski, who did something in 1960 that no one had ever done before and no one has done since.
There's a drive into deep left field. Look out now. That ball is going. Going out. Hits it over the left field fence for a home run. And the Pirates win it 10-9 and win the World Series.
The great Mel Allen with the call. Mazeroski's home run, the only Game 7 walk-off home run in World Series history. The 10-time All-Star and 8-time Gold Glove winner was 89 years of age. The time now is 7:37 when we return, what to make of Jordan Westberg.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
I don't think I've ever really seen anything like this before, for a Major League Baseball player, at least. Listen to the list of injuries in 1 year. This is over a 365-day period, from spring training of 25 to spring training of 26.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Jordan Westberg.
Lower back soreness, undisclosed upper body injury, left hamstring strain, left index finger sprain, re-aggravates left index finger sprain, right ankle sprain, right oblique sprain, and now this UCL partial tear, partial, who knows, tear, whatever. Anyway, 8 injuries in the span of 365 days. The old saying is a player's, an athlete's best ability is his availability.
Right.
And he's just not available. And this is a guy who, by the way, in the minor leagues, didn't miss a game.
Yeah.
He played over 135 games in each of his 2 years in the minor leagues. So you look at it,
I would say that there are two things that cross my mind. One, either he does not really prepare himself to get in shape for the baseball season.
Hard to believe, though. But
if he played all those games in the minor leagues without injury, then that pretty much blows that theory out. So he's just unlucky, you know. And it happens when you play in any kind of sport. And baseball isn't a contact sport, but when you got a guy throwing a ball 95 miles an hour at you, anything can happen.
I mean, are you a superstitious guy?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't know if I believe in the unlucky thing. And I don't have an explanation.
Well, I'm just saying, you can be unlucky. It's just, you know, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time and you get these injuries. Sometimes it's, you know, you're trying too hard and who knows if a guy's playing injured and doesn't want to say he's injured and kind of trying to tough through it, and sometimes you injure yourself more grievously than thought.
Actually, that's a good point, because, and I've got the sound, I'll play it, Mike Elias, when he was explaining what was happening with Jordan Westberg, said that this UCL sprain has actually been chronic. So he has had it over the last couple of years. It just didn't rise to the level of having to go get the tests and all that stuff. So he has been playing with it.
Right.
But this really puts the Orioles in a bind, because now they've got their second baseman and their third baseman out.
When did they know? So this is interesting. If he said it was chronic, that's been going on for quite some time, how long?
Well, he didn't say exactly how long.
Okay.
Okay, but
chronic means it's ongoing.
Correct. And they've known about it.
Right.
But again, it didn't rise to the level of where it was today.
So they had no opportunity to
really
consider
examine it.
A replacement, you know, or a backup plan.
Well, I mean, they got Blaze Alexander from Arizona.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Look, you're a third baseman. You're at the hot corner. You got to make some throws, right?
Sure.
Even when he comes back, how strong is his arm going to be?
That's a great
point.
Can
he play third?
Yeah.
Are they going to have to move him to second, which is his natural position?
Yeah.
And then what do you do with Jackson Holliday when he comes? They're really in a situation here.
All right. We shall see what happens. That's why they play the games in spring, right? All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Jeff in Pasadena. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Sean.
I want to give a shout out to Barbara and Beverly. Do they still call into you once in a while?
Yes. Okay. I've heard Barbara has. I haven't heard from Beverly in a while.
Yeah, I haven't heard Beverly in a long time. I hope she's okay. Maybe the next time Barbara comes in or calls in, she'll let us know. I hope Beverly's doing okay. I met both of them one time at one of those Pappas get-togethers. That was a real pleasure to meet them. Okay. As far as the hockey games, I was very happy for the U.S. You know, Canada, the Canadians, they boo when our national anthem played before hockey games, and even the World Series, they were booing our national anthem. So I was very happy about the two results, the women and men. But I do disagree with one thing on Donald Trump. I think I heard you say he posted something about an American bald eagle with its claws. What did you say around the Canadian?
It was pinning a Canadian goose to the ground.
Yeah, I have to disagree with that. I think he should have posted an American bald eagle pooping on the country of Canada. Have a good day.
All right, Jeff, thanks for the call. Fox 35 called up a Senate President Billy Ferguson to ask him about, this was after the, remember we talked about it on Friday, two 14-year-old boys wearing ankle monitors already were arrested in connection to the incident following a police officer firing a gun after these Utes tried to run over the police officer with their car. Billy Ferguson is one of the protectors of juvenile thugs in the state of Maryland.
You know, who's watching these young people who are supposed to be under the supervision already? Are you concerned at all that DJS is still not doing enough to protect these young people?
Yeah. Of course, this cannot happen. It's unlawful. At the end of the day, what we need is real accountability and real rehabilitation. I think we are trying to take a comprehensive look at the system to understand where are the biggest gaps, where are we seeing objective evidence that things are not working.
We've had the same conversation year after year, secretary after secretary, though. At what point will you or the legislature step in and say enough is enough?
I think we are seeing progress. The challenge is we can't take one singular incident and say that the whole system is broken.
This has been more than one singular. This is like it's not a one-off. This happens every day. Almost every, and he says this cannot happen. Well, it is happening. It's happening almost every day in the city of Baltimore, in the state of Maryland, because of a pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien, general insane asylum. This is the Democrat Party. They're allowing these Utes to run free and carjack and try to run over cops and assault people and kill people. And you say real accountability and real rehabilitation. Well, without the accountability, there can be no rehabilitation. So think about that for a second. You know, Bill Ferguson is really up against it, not only on the redistricting from his own party, but we're watching now as he continues to protect a system that allows juvenile thugs to commit crimes without being held accountable. And he is responsible, along with Senator Will Smith and Delegate Luke Clippinger and others in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. All right, we need a contestant. Choose your fake news. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Call us now. It is 743. Traffic weather on the threes. The update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
Sure. Just looking at some of this data in the area, 301 at Millington and north of Church Hill, then up around 301 at the Delaware line. There's a lot of red right through there. So that indicates it's either very much backed up or something is wrong. They're not indicating there are any accidents there, but maybe they're plowing on some of those roadways, which were completely snow covered. And as you get further south, coming out of Easton and through Cambridge and down into Salisbury, a lot of red on the map, also indicating that they're having trouble with the roadways being snow covered. I was just looking at the camera at Route 90 at 589. That's west of Ocean City, completely snow covered there, still snowing. And my brother-in-law and his wife, who live in Delaware, just west of Rehoboth, a foot on their driveway and no power. In addition to John that checked in with us earlier from Fenwick, and he has a foot there on his driveway as well, and also no power. You come over towards the Bay Bridge and the other side, most of the major roadways are just wet. We've had several incidents around the area. Big wreck on the Capitol Beltway. Prince George's County is now apparently off the roadway. The right lane is blocked. That's the update. Interloop at Branch Avenue, that's in Prince George's County, and then the wreck in Montgomery County, moving south on 270 at Shady Grove Road. And there's another new update there. Everything now is on the shoulder. So some slippery spots. Eastern Shore still snowing and getting deeper by the minute. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. No showers linger. 20-mile-per-hour winds this morning. 38 for the high today. Monday night clearing, but still windy. 21 for the low. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 32. It's 31 and cloudy in Millersville, 31 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. Jeff in Pikesville is our contestant. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last, please.
All right, good luck. Here are your three stories. Story one, a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, has assigned students an alternative to traditional finals. They have to create and edit Wikipedia pages about queer and trans people of color. So excellence in education, quality education continue to be replaced by woke indoctrination at Berkeley. Story two, the left in Minneapolis-St. Paul has been seen throwing dildos at ICE agents on some of their ICE raids.
You poke your eye out.
Associated Press reports that the owner of the dildo shop in Minneapolis is a Trump supporter and has been raking in the dough. Okay. Story three, a Utah elementary school facing backlash after a Catholic student was told to remove her ashes from her forehead, an incident that sparked national debate over religious freedom in public schools and prompted an apology from the school. All right, story one, no finals at Berkeley. Just edit the Wikipedia pages for the Rainbow Mafia. Story two, a dildo shop owner is a Trump supporter and gets the last laugh on those who are protesting ICE. Or story three, the teacher ordering a child to remove ashes from the forehead. All right, we'll start with Michelle this morning.
All right, well, I think one and three are true, so I'm going to go with number two.
Michelle goes for two, Maggie?
Yep, number two is the fake.
Why are you smiling?
I'm biting my lip.
Oh, okay. Maggie goes for two.
From walking in the snow.
Chuck?
I think that should be an Olympic event. They should be throwing those.
Might see the Summer 28 instead of the javelins, you know?
Yeah, just smaller version, maybe.
More ergonomically designed.
Excuse me?
I was just...
We'll defer to you. I think you're the expert on this, Maggie.
Hey, look, more snow closings.
Does this sound familiar?
That's your electric razor.
Oh, you got out of that one.
Chuck, yes, please. I did.
Two.
Chuck goes for two. And Jeff?
I'm going to go with two.
Everybody's unanimous today. Story one, no finals at Berkeley. Instead, edit Wikipedia's Rainbow Mafia pages. That is a absolute true story. Story number two, yeah, they have been throwing those marital devices, but they're not owned or sold by a Trump supporter in Little Mogadishu. So everybody is correct today. Congratulations, Jeff. We'll put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize coming up later on. Thank you, panel. Good start on the week. 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're talking about Billy Ferguson being responsible for some of this friendly legislation to criminal illegal aliens, but he is standing his ground on the redistricting despite pressure and election deadlines so far. So he basically told reporters on Friday the reason the pressure has been so high is because everyone is so concerned about what this lawless Trump administration is doing. At the end of the day, it is a legal interpretation, a sincere full belief that the map we have today is our best option for fighting against this Trump administration. End of quote. So Wes Moore doesn't care about Billy Ferguson. He wants his presidential ambitions to not take a hit. And Billy Ferguson is standing in the way of President Trump. You might remember December of 2021, the Maryland General Assembly passed a map, 8-0, favoring Democrats. That map was challenged in a circuit court. The judge, Lynn Battaglia, issued an opinion calling the map a product of extreme partisan gerrymandering, arguing that it violated the state constitution's requirement for compactness and violated the Maryland Declaration of Rights Equal Protection Clause and Free Speech Article. So, again, there we have it. I think at 7-1, it's just as bad. At 6-2, it's just as bad. So, that's what I think Billy Ferguson's worried about. You get this in court, they toss everything, and we go back to square one. And that would be a nice parting gift to Governor Moore could leave us, don't you think? 7:50, 10 before the hour. Coming up next, AOC, Newsom, Susan Rice, all melting down. We'll play the audio evidence here on KCN Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up, top of the hour, another Republican gubernatorial candidate. We'll interview him, L.D. Birkendine, and see why he's getting into the race. Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese, say, for the 287G, business as usual in Carroll County, and more deep state secrets exposed, along with Mamdani's snow job. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes, once again, with the update. Here is a man that deserves his own plow, Chuck Whitaker.
Call me Plowboy Johnson.
The Pillsbury Plowboy.
Oh, now cut it out. See, went the other way with it entirely. Just mind your business. I'm trying to interject something useful here. Okay. When I did a little more investigating on this backup, several areas on 301, yes, the plows working in the area. So where they are working, it becomes just a single lane as they continue to work basically north of Queenstown, going all the way up through the Delaware line. Traffic on Route 13 coming south through Delaware. Same thing. They're working in there. They're working around Ocean City now. And there are delays if you were looking anywhere from the Choptank River all the way down through Salisbury into Ocean City. Travel is still not too good. They're still working on a lot of the roadways that are still basically completely covered, and it's still snowing. So anything south and east of Easton, you're getting down to the lower eastern shore across the Delaware line and having all the big problems, and it's still snowing. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25, Weather Authority forecast, no showers, 20-mile-per-hour winds, high of 38 today, and maybe some more wind tonight, 21. It's 31 in Pasadena, and it is 31 in Baltimore City right now. I've got to share with you what I found on X this morning. Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Remember we had the Chuck Roast there? Jimmy's Famous. First, they promised free crab cakes for life for the entire Team USA team. Whenever they want, if they want them shipped, if they want to come in and eat, that's just incredible. Free crab cakes for life for the entire 25 members of the U.S. Men's Olympic Hockey Team. So way to go, Jimmy's Famous Seafood. But what's even better is that Huffington Post put this on their X account. If waving the American flag or chanting USA turns you off right now, you're not alone. Jimmy's Famous Seafood, a three-word response, go F yourself. Yeah, that's typical of the libs. They get triggered by displays of American patriotism, flag waving, flag draping, singing the national anthem. Of course, there were a bunch of libtards competing for us in the... we'll have the names, winners and losers, tomorrow on the show. AOC, after being clueless on the world stage about foreign policy, apparently had an emotional meltdown on camera.
If you think that I don't understand foreign policy because out of hours of discourse about international affairs, I paused to think about one of the most sensitive geopolitical issues that currently exist on Earth, I'm afraid the issue is not my understanding, but rather the problem is perhaps you've gotten adjusted to a president that never thinks before he speaks.
Now, that noise in the background is very curious. Either her stomach is growling, she's very, very hungry, or she's with somebody and they're snoring. Or maybe it could be an animal that's snoring. But based on the snore that I heard, it's probably a human being. And that's probably why she's whispering. So just incredible. That's one of the, by the way, in a recent poll, Buttigieg kills her on the Democrats polling. She is just not considered a serious player at all. Then there's Gavin Newsom, who obviously wants to be a serious player because he went to a predominantly black crowd in Georgia and tried to pander, but it blew up in his face.
I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you. I'm like you. I'm no better than you. You know, I'm a 960 SAT guy. And, you know, and I'm not trying to offend anyone, you know, trying to act all there if you got 940. But literally a 960 SAT guy, I cannot, you've never seen me read a speech.
That's just racist. That's just stone cold racist. You're talking to a group of black people and you're saying, well, you know, I'm just like you. We're all under 1,000 SATs, aren't we? Wink, wink, elbow. And I can't even read a speech. And you can't read a speech. We're all illiterate on this bus. It just didn't work out. Then there's Susan Rice, and she obviously went way over on this one.
But when it comes to the elites, you know, the corporate interests, the law firms, the universities, the media, I agree with you, Preet. It is not it's not going to end well for them. For those that decided that it was, you know, that they would act in their perceived very narrow self-interest, which I would underscore is very short-term self-interest, and, you know, take a knee to Trump. I think they're now starting to realize, wait a minute, you know, this is not popular. Trump is not popular. What he is doing, whether on the economy and affordability or on immigration now, is not popular, and that there is likely to be a swing in the other direction, and they are going to be caught with more than their pants down.
That's a threat. This will not end well for them. And now Trump is asking Netflix to deep six her butt as fast as possible. So that is just incredible. Susan Rice demanding that threatening corporations and others that have supported Trump. Glenn Burney, Automatic Transmissions, Jim Jennings Transmissions, they've teamed up together for just an incredible, again, you get throughout the Baltimore metro area, you are covered now with the best transmission that can either rebuilt or remanufactured or whatever. It is, you know, obviously, they do just incredible work, and they pretty much have a market on the entire area as far as transmissions go. So I want to remind you that check them out if you're in need of a new transmission, either a rebuild or remanufactured. Remember the names, Jim Jennings Transmissions and Glenn Burney Transmissions. They are the experts at both. So two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore. Check them out at gpttransmissions.com or jimjenningstransmissions.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Blizzard warnings are posted from Delaware to Maine, the Northeast being hammered by a powerful winter storm. Snarling travel on the roads and in the air, closing schools and businesses, has also left hundreds of thousands without power. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Kadima.
Well, yeah, this is quite
quite a nor'easter. I mean, on a scale that we don't see very often around these parts. And we certainly are no strangers to nor'easters, but this will be a particularly high-end nor'easter considering the heavy snow and also the really strong wind gusts, you know, anywhere from 60 to 80 miles an hour wind gusts.
The severe weather has prompted state and local emergency declarations. New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani declaring a state of emergency through noon.
The state of emergency closes the streets, highways, and bridges of New York City for all traffic, cars, trucks, scooters, and e-bikes, with some specific exemptions for essential and emergency movement. We are asking New Yorkers to avoid all non-essential travel.
The storm has resulted in thousands of flight delays and cancellations. Secret Service agents have shot and killed an intruder at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
Early Sunday morning, an armed man drove into the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, before being shot and killed. The U.S. Secret Service says the man entered the property with a gas can and a shotgun. When he raised the weapon to a shooting position, the agents and a local sheriff's deputy fired. Although President Trump often spends weekends at his resort, he was at the White House when the incident occurred. Greg Clugston reporting.
The Mexican military's killing of a most wanted man, a drug lord, has been followed by a spasm of drug cartel violence across a dozen Mexican states, forcing residents and tourists alike to shelter in place. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Some areas now on the western shore starting to get a little wraparound snow coming up from the north and the east and coming in from the storm, such bringing it in from the Pennsylvania line, snowing right here at I-70 and Route 97. It's not really doing anything more to the roadways, but just kind of adding the visibility went down just a bit. So some areas will pick up a little bit more snow through the area. A tree has fallen now, and a problem in Prince George's County, apparently blocking Route 197 just to the east of the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are wrapping up with snow showers early this morning. After that, mostly cloudy and windy today with winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour and temperatures in the low 40s. Partly cloudy and cold tonight with lows in the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
33 degrees in Pikesville and 35 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Anne Arundel County Schools, Baltimore City and Baltimore County Schools will have virtual learning today. Carroll County Schools and Harford County Schools are closed today. And travel in some areas is expected to be extremely hazardous, especially in places like Ocean City, which is under a blizzard warning. Marylanders are urged to avoid travel and be ready for possible power outages. The governor says the safety of Marylanders comes first, and the storm has the potential to produce life-threatening conditions. U.S. Park Police are investigating a deadly pedestrian crash along the BW Parkway in Anne Arundel County. Police say a person was struck by an oncoming vehicle at around 3 a.m. Sunday in the southbound lanes at Route 32. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 162. The pick four, 1464. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar buying as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. So here's Orioles GM Mike Elias explaining the situation with Jordan Westberg and the UCL tear in his elbow.
And the imaging revealed a partial tear in his ulnar collateral ligament in his right elbow. Aspects of this appeared chronic, so it's something that he's had for a long time, although it's not something that, you know, had risen to the level of team care or anything like that.
Westberg underwent a PRP injection, that's platelet-rich plasma, out for the foreseeable future. The team will reassess the situation in May. So right now, it's Kobe Mayo's job to lose, as Blaze Alexander will take over at second until Jackson Holiday returns. Mayo played at third in two of the three spring training games over the weekend. Ravens news, Isaiah Likely looks all but gone in Baltimore, telling John Gruden on the Gruden Goes Long podcast.
I mean, with my agent, what I told him was I just want to be able to, you know, blossom. Like, I feel like, you know, the last couple of years I've had a great, you know, vet in Mark Andrews, where it was he's taught me everything to be, you know, a star caliber tight end, to the point where it's like now I feel like, you know, I just want to be on a team that where I could just get out there and, you know, help a quarterback, help a team, be able to put as much points on the board as possible.
With the Ravens giving Andrews another deal last season, that likely won't be in Baltimore. And finally, sad news to report from the world of football. Former Purdue star and NFL wide receiver Rondell Moore has passed away. Police in his hometown of New Albany, Indiana, told the AP that Moore was found in a garage with a suspected self-inflicted gunshot wound. The death remained under investigation. Rondell Moore was 25 years of age. Coming up in 30 minutes, a name in Sarasota that bears watching. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
So as of right now, there are nine Republicans that are filed to run for governor here in the state of Maryland. Now, the filing deadline is tomorrow night at 9 p.m., so we could get more, but we're trying to get through and interview all as many as we can. Our latest is Lawrence Birkendine. He is a Queen Anne's County Republican. He joins us on our Newsmaker hotline. Lawrence, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Mr. Casey, and all the people listening today.
So the question is, yes, you are a small businessman, right?
Yes, sir.
So is that what motivated for you to throw your hat in the ring to get in the game?
Well, yeah, that's one of the motivations, but there's so many concerns right now that we need to take care of, and being a solution guy that I am, being in business for over 40 years, solution has been the best thing that I do. And we need solutions in our government right now throughout the state of Maryland.
Let's start with solutions. Like, Maryland's the second worst state in the country to start a business, and we're seeing businesses flee the state. What would you do as governor to help start up businesses and to keep businesses here in the state?
Well, first of all, give them some sort of tax break to keep them here and bring down regulations. For instance, being a manufacturer, they have a inventory tax that bothers, you know, is a problem. Inventory tax, we try to do away with that and come up with some solution for that. And make it workable so that you can work in Maryland. I've been here a long time, and it's been a struggle to work in Maryland. So, yeah, we have some ideas, and that would be one of them.
All right, so an inventory tax, get rid of that, right? And lessen regulations. What would you propose to do about the last year's tax increases, permit fees, et cetera, that really is pounding a lot of taxpayers in the state of Maryland?
Yeah, the permit fees, we got to bring that down. There's got to be another way to do this. The permit fees are a little out of line. And like I said before, we got to bring the regulations down. Through the years, I've pulled many permits, and it takes too long to get these permits through also. We have to streamline that process to make it a little bit faster to get the permits done.
Well, we're seeing this year a number of reports, audits, if you will, that have indicated the state of Maryland is wasting hundreds of millions, if not billions, of taxpayer money. As governor, what would you propose? How would you resolve that? You talk about solutions. What's the solution to waste, fraud, and abuse in the state of Maryland?
Well, first, we have to audit the system. We have to see exactly where it is and where it's went to. And once we figure that out, then we can come up with a solution to take care of the waste. I mean, it's all over the place. But we need to pinpoint exactly where this money's going to. And right now, nobody's telling us where it's going to. So we have to get an independent auditor in to audit all the records.
The Maryland fishing industry, Maryland watermen are, you know, basically struggling year to year as we watch yields drop. And now we've got this latest spill from the Potomac heading into the bay.
Oh, yeah.
What do you propose doing to help Maryland's watermen keep their heads above water?
Well, that's a good question. I'm on the fisheries committee for the state of Maryland. I've been on that for a long time, but the committee really does nothing. We have to set up another commission that actually makes things happen, that actually gets things done. We got to clean the water up, and we got to take care of this pipeline immediately. You know, placing the blame all over the place doesn't help get it done. It should have been done within hours. They should have mobilized that project and got down in there and started. They should have had engineers there. They should have did a lot, and they haven't done it. And placing the blame when the federal government don't get this thing done, the people don't care about, you know, who wins the blame battle. They want to just see the work get done. So, yes, we got to take care of Conowingo Dam. If you've been up there, that's a mess up there. So that's got to be cleaned up. And watermen throughout the state struggle. You know, fishing has been getting a little bit better. But the pollution now, it's going to be a long-term effect on our waterways.
No, also the oyster beds, yeah. Crabbing, et cetera. Yeah.
Everything. Yeah, I got all these numbers. I got 10 pages of stuff in front of me that it would take me hours to read off the impacts with the bacteria and all the bad conditions that's being pumped into the Potomac River, which leads into the lower bay. I mean, we've had problems with years with manhaden being caught by the netters down there that's killing our they're killing the ecosystem for the rockfish. So we got to do something about that also.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, stick with us. Lawrence Birkendine, hold on. Hold that thought. We got to take a brief break for traffic, and we can let you complete your thought. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Some areas 2 hours ago had complete snow cover. Now we're back on the eastern shore looking at 50 westbound of Route 90. One lane completely clear now in the middle of the roadway, and we can see it has to be at least a foot deep on both sides of that as you're going through. They plowed 50 around Coastal Highway and the drawbridge and out to the west of that. So again, now starting to see a little bit of traffic, and from the overhead shot at Coastal Highway right there where Route 90 comes in, we can see the Coastal Highway. They've been working on that as well. A lot of power outages over on the eastern shore. That's the other big concern right now with all the wind and the cold, still snowing. So those folks are locked into the power outage, and Lord only knows when that's going to come back anytime soon. Trees down, wires down. I did notice things had gotten a little bit better from Easton and Cambridge going down on the 50 down towards Salisbury. So the plows have been working, and they're making some progress, but there's going to be a lengthy, long delay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast. Snow showers linger this morning. 20 mile per hour winds. 38 today. Clearing tonight. Still windy. Low 21. It'll be partly cloudy with a high of 32. We still have some, as I said, some snow showers in the area. In Glenwood, it's snowing, and 30 in Howard County. 29 and cloudy in Reisterstown. On the line with us this morning is Lawrence Berkendine, Republican gubernatorial candidate. His running mate is Jeremy Shiflett from Anne Arundel County. Did you want to complete that thought that you started to say just moments ago?
Well, Sean, I wanted to talk about electric bills,
mm-hmm.
electric bills and water bills. Right now, they're trying to decommission the Brandon Shores power plant, okay? And, you know, since Biden came in and did away with mining of coal, the electric power coming out of Brandon Shores is way down, and that's one of the reasons why electric bills are up throughout the state. They're having meetings right now to decommission the Brandon Shores power plant, and we can't allow that to happen. Right now, the Brandon Shores power plant, we need to get that running to bring the bills down. And before they try to even decommission, there should be another power plant built in its place before they decommission Brandon Shores power plant. The electric bills throughout the state, especially Baltimore County and Anne Arundel County and so on, I mean, these bills are like $800 a month, people were telling me. So if we could get the coal coming in to the Brandon Shores power plant and get that running, we would see our bills come down. I don't know why the governor, current governor, is not doing anything about that. He seems like they want to shut down all our power plants and make it hard for people here in Maryland.
Now, do you think it's the green agenda by the Democrats?
Well, the green agenda, we need to take care of the issues at hand right now. I mean, years ago, they built scrubbers down at Brandon Shores Power Plant to meet all the green regulations. They spent, I forgot the exact number, a couple billion dollars years ago to do that. So the Brandon Shores Power Plant is a good facility, and we should make that run and get that running to help bring down the bills. It's getting out of line, and I know everybody in the state of Maryland is complaining about it. So we should be looking into that and taking care of that. I'm going to a meeting to discuss that exact matter. I think it's tonight, actually. So that's a big issue here, and we need to work on that. And I'm willing to be involved in that to keep our power plants going, okay?
Yep.
And, of course, education is a big deal. I have a solution for education. I think that we can help our parents make a decision on where their kids are going to school. I believe that parents should have the decision of where their kids go to school. I mean, let's face it, the federal and state government, for every child, it's like $20,000, supposed to be allotted to every child in the state of Maryland to go to school. Where's that money going? It sure isn't going to the education. So I propose to get this money to the parents so that the parents can make the choice of where their kids are going to school. So we're going to work on that, and that needs to be done.
Would you modify or eliminate, repair, whatever, the blueprint for the future?
Sure, I would, yes. We need to work on that. I mean, think about this. Over the past 2 years, I think it is, they've added thousands of jobs to the Department of Education here in Maryland. Thousands of jobs. We can't even get our kids to come to school. And we need to figure out a way to get our kids to come to school. And by putting the money into the parents' hands, I think that would give them incentive to get their kids to school. Of course, there's got to be some guidelines attached to that. But I believe the parents would, I believe most parents want that, okay, throughout the state. And it'll help with all kind of different situations. I mean, kids with special needs. I mean, here's people out here paying thousands of dollars to put their kids in special needs programs, but yet they're not getting any money back from the government. That since we're putting out $20,000 a child, why aren't they getting back some sort of refund on the money that they're spending? You see?
Yep, that's a good question.
Hey, that's something we've got to work on, and I believe we can get that done.
Lawrence, we're running short on time, but how do listeners donate, volunteer, or find more about you, your ticket? Yeah, what are your socials?
Sure. Okay, well, we have I have a website set up. We just set it up last night in the storm. So we have a website, and we have our email address. It's our email is larry@ldbforgovernor.com, and our website is ldberkendine.com. for governor.com. And I will tell you, people call my nickname's always been Larry.
Mm-hmm.
So you could call me Larry. And I look forward to actually meeting you in person. And if anybody wants to call me, I can, my phone number is 410-758-7080. And I'm looking forward to anybody talking to me. Because I'm going to be a man that works for the people here. I'm a grassroots guy. I've been a contractor my whole life, and I believe in getting things done. And when I work harder than anybody else. And I think that if the people vote for me, they'll be very happy, and we'll be working for them. And I'll have an open door to everybody.
Very good.
So that's the way it's going to be. Thank you.
Larry, thank you. And good luck to you and your running mate, Jeremy Shiflett.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, that's Larry Birkendine. He's running for governor, one of the 9 current Republicans that are running in this election cycle. 8:21, you're listening to Casey and Company. Up next, America 250.
WCBM Baltimore.
Lori and Harmony Hall open up a memory care program in their community. I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, tell us about the program.
Yes. Hi. Good morning. So I'm Victoria Rozier. I've been with Lorien for about 2 years, and this year it was very exciting for us because we did open a very new memory care program in our first assisted living. So Lorien Harmony Hall has been in Columbia, Maryland since the 1980s, and so this is a really new product line for that building. The reason it's so different as a memory care is because it's actually a sensory memory care neighborhood. So what that means is the entire space is designed to look like an indoor park. So it creates a lot of sensory stimulation for our residents. It allows opportunities for them to do what's called wayfinding, which is navigate where they are in the building by different landmarks that are on different spaces throughout. It also allows for us to have different spaces for dining versus activity areas, which is very, very important for queuing our residents. We have a jam-packed activities day every single day. We have multiple layers of support as far as our management for the program. And we also make sure that we have a very good approach to dining. So we, like I said earlier, we want to make sure that each space is, they walk in and they know what it's meant for when you enter a certain area in our community. So I would really love to tell anyone who's interested more about it. Please feel free to visit our website. That would be Lorien Assisted Living. And you can reach out to our chatbot and have a sales director follow up with you for more information.
For more information about Lorien Harmony Hall and Harmony Park, a brand new memory care program in their community, log on to LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's Lorien Harmony Hall and the brand new memory park available at LorienAssistedLiving.com.
You know, Chuck just sent me some stunning pictures from the Eastern Shore. It looks like they got at least maybe 20 inches or more of snow. And then the power outages on the Eastern Shore, they are all over the Eastern Shore. A lot of our listeners and friends and family on the Eastern Shore are struggling without power to dig out from this storm. So hopefully they'll get the help that they need from other surrounding electric and utility companies, because they're going to need to dig out of this one.
Yeah. All the way up into Rehoboth and up into Dover.
Yeah.
And, a lot of stuff going on there. I'm just looking at this live shot here of Route 90. And if you've been down to Ocean City, you cross this bridge at Route 50. And it looks like, I mean, other than a couple of tracks on the roadway on Route 90, there's been no treatment there at all. Route 50 has one lane open for the traffic underneath. So it's a long process. And it's all south and east of down on the Eastern Shore, Eastern, Cambridge, Salisbury, into Ocean City, up through the Delaware line. And we're getting more and more. And like Sean said, we got this information that came in from John over in Fenwick Island that the power outages are everywhere. And when that happens, I mean, they have no water. They have no electricity. They have no heat. Have nothing. And the plows are out doing their thing, but they got that's crucial that they get that back. But the problem is the wind and the heavy snow breaking the tree branches off. Down go the wires, and then down go the power outages as well. On the other side, there's a little bit of wraparound snow. I've been watching that Howard County and up through some of Baltimore County. Not really doing anything to the roadways, but there are a couple of areas that are coming down. The snow wrapping around, and the snow is coming down from the Pennsylvania line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast. Snow showers still linger. 20 mile per hour winds today. High 38. Tonight clearing. Still windy. Low 21. Tomorrow partly cloudy 32. Right now 30 and snowing in Ellicott City. 32 and windy in Annapolis. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time once again for America 250. But this time the version is the version we heard play yesterday as the men were awarded their gold medals and first Olympic hockey gold medal in 46 years, and here's how it sounded. You can hear the crowd singing along with the men from the Olympic hockey team. What a moving and emotional and patriotic moment. On this date in history, it was 1836. Soldiers under the command of Mexican President General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna began their assault on the Alamo Mission near present-day San Antonio, Texas. 11 days later, the Alamo small group of Texan defenders were defeated by the 1,500-plus Mexican Army. Just incredible history. 1903, United States was granted a lease in perpetuity at Guantanamo Bay by Cuban officials. Still to this day, Getmo, as it's known, is there. 1942, a Japanese submarine surfaced off the coast of California, fired 25 shells at an oil refinery near Santa Barbara. And was on this day in 1945, members of the 5th Division of the U.S. Marine Corps planted a U.S. flag atop Mount Suribachi on the strategically important Pacific island of Iwo Jima near the end of World War II's bloodiest battles. Here at home, 1954, Dr. Jonas Salk's new polio vaccine was administered to a group of children in Pittsburgh in the second stage of testing of his inactivated polio vaccine. Millions of children would get the vaccine in the next year, saving millions from potential crippling effects of polio. And finally, in 2020, Chinese President Xi Jinping declared the CCP virus, the coronavirus epidemic, the greatest public health emergency since 1949. We wonder, was it accidental to this day, or was it intentional to bring down President Trump and the economy? Questions are still being asked to this day. And that is our America 250 celebration brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Don't forget, with the snow and ice, there are accidents, some accidents more serious than others. If you or a loved one involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury, you do need serious legal representation. And the only place to call, the best person to call, the law firm of Michael A. Friedman, with Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman and all the other associates associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries, etc. They put your recovery priority number one. That's why they're one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland each and every year. Call 410-363-6848. Toll free 1-800-782-7203. Online, maflaw.com. It's 8:30. Let's get the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Anne Arundel County Schools, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County Schools will have virtual learning today. Carroll County and Harford County Schools are closed today. Travel in some areas is expected to be extremely hazardous, especially in places like Ocean City, which is under a blizzard warning. Marylanders are urged to avoid travel and be ready for possible power outages. The governor says the safety of Marylanders comes first, and the storm has the potential to produce life-threatening conditions. The Maryland Department of Emergency Management has activated the State Emergency Operations Center, as well as the Maryland Joint Information Center. The department will coordinate with local governments, state agencies, non-governmental, and federal partners to respond to the needs of communities throughout the storm. And the Maryland Department of Transportation State Highway Administration reminds the public that it can track the agency's winter weather response through the statewide transportation operations response map. The Storm app allows for near real-time tracking of Maryland's weather response vehicles to determine when and where snowplows and equipment will be clearing state roads. Transportation officials say snow and ice can lead to hazardous conditions even after a roadway has been treated, and drivers should always use caution. Passing a winter response vehicle is strictly prohibited under Maryland law. And Baltimore County's Emergency Operations Center has been activated, and it will remain open through the snowstorm to coordinate resources and ensure the safety of our residents. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Now we're getting more and more reports of trees falling with the weight of the snow, and not just on the eastern shore, but the western shore as well. A very hard hit this morning anywhere south and east of Easton, down through the eastern shore, Cambridge, Salisbury, Ocean City, then up into Delaware above Fenwick Island, and it's still snowing down through there. Looking at the camera here at Route 90 at 589 west of Ocean City, the roadway is covered. It's been treated some, but it's still snowing, and you can just see the weight of the snow on the trees. The trees come down, the wires come down, power outages all over the place, and we're getting almost every couple of minutes another tree down on both sides of the area. So be prepared. The main roadways locally are fine. There are no issues right now, except on the side streets and the neighborhood streets, and we've had some accidents, so of course caution is advised. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are wrapping up with snow showers early this morning. After that, mostly cloudy and windy today with winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour and temperatures in the low 40s. Partly cloudy and cold tonight with lows in the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The day after a glorious Sunday morning in the U.S. as the American men take home the gold.
And it's Werenski. Now Jack Hughes puts it around the court. The United States with numbers. Lock the closet comes. Jack Hughes wins it. The golden goal for the United States. For the first time since the 1980 miracle.
Denny Albert had the call on NBC, and indeed it was 46 years to the day, in fact. The U.S. claiming their second gold medal in men's hockey history, 2-1 the final over Canada. Jack Hughes, the golden goal, and Connor Hellebuck in goal was the wall, 41 saves and 42 chances. And with the win, the American men's and women's hockey team both claimed gold, both over Canada, both in overtime. Hard to script it better than that. To baseball we go, where in 2 years, Oriole prospect Trey Gibson has gone from undrafted to unhittable.
Strike three, Trey Gibson. Three scoreless innings to close a shutout in the Orioles' Grapefruit League opener. Pete Alonso homers for...
Kevin Brown had the call Friday on Masson as the O's blanked the Yanks 2-0. The Orioles' right-hander, known for what is now being termed the death ball, mowed down the Yanks with it. Two hits, three strikeouts, displaying the pitch that has moved him up the rungs of the Birds minor league system at a rapid rate, to the point where he could be challenging for a spot on the opening day roster. Other baseball news, legendary former Yankees broadcaster John Sterling, 87 years of age, is recovering at home after suffering a heart attack in early January. Yesterday, Sterling announced that his heart is in good shape, though the incident has affected his legs and he is unable to walk. Saturday night in Towson, CQ Arena was rocking as the 10-time indoor soccer champion Blast took on their rivals, the 7-time champion Milwaukee Wave, and the Blast prevail 7-6 the final. On the night, they welcome in Tony Donatelli to the Blast Hall of Fame. Baltimore now 8-6-2. They've won three straight and they've climbed into fifth place in the MASL. Birthdays today. Former Nebraska football coach Tom Osborne, guided the Huskers to 3 national championships, turns 89 years of age today. And former Raiders wide receiver Fred Biletnikoff, he of the Stick'em, turns 83 today. And finally, former Oriole outfielder Bobby Bonilla, still getting paid every July 1st from the Orioles and the Mets, turns 63. And finally, even though this was yesterday, we cannot and will not ever let this one slip by. 46 years ago to the day yesterday, February 22nd, 1980, Lake Placid, New York, perhaps the greatest, most meaningful upset in the history of sports.
Now Johnson, 19 seconds. Johnson over to Ramsey. The Legionov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Chills every single time. Of course, it's Al Michaels with the unforgettable call. 4-3, the Americans over the vaunted Russians. The time now, 8:37. When we return, there are winners and there are whiners.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of Al Michaels today, but the Al Michaels
back
of
then,
yesterday,
great.
Oh, greatest ever.
Right.
So, anyway, that call just gives me chills every single time.
You know, the Soviet Union was so stunned at the Americans' ability that two things happened in that game that may have changed the course of the game. Tretiak was the world's best goalie.
Pulled him
yep. after two goals.
Right.
And second was, they didn't pull their goaltender at the end.
Correct.
Because they were just flustered. They didn't know what to do.
So. Every time I watch the movie, by the way, and I heard you talk about this, too, and I watched it, too, on Saturday night,
right.
You just re-remember things.
Yeah.
You know?
Crazy.
And, yeah. So, okay. So, a couple things on that. Number one, you stole my thunder. The Jimmy Seafood thing was awesome. I love John. He's the best in
yep,
the world.
Yep.
Okay? And for him to make that offer to the men's and women's team forever, in person or online, great. And then the winners and whiners. And you talked about this, too. We know about Nathan McKinnon, the captain, saying, "You tell me who the better team was today." You know about the Americans, but then the head coach John Cooper saying, talking about the rules that the 3-on-3 hockey in overtime.
I think most hockey fans agree with it. We don't like the 3-on-3 overtime.
Yeah, but
rule.
It's the same for everybody.
It is. It's the same rule for everybody, and you choose after you lose to start whining about the rules. I think the other whine that I've taken issue with, Sid the Kid was out. He was injured, so Sidney Crosby was out. So they didn't have a big part of their captain and their offense, but we didn't have Johnny Hockey.
Yeah, but, which he would have been on the team, maybe. So who knows?
But wait a minute. But Sidney Crosby, it was his decision. I mean, obviously, he didn't want to not play in the game.
Right.
He made the decision because he couldn't play in the game.
Right, exactly. So, he was going to hurt his team.
Right. So the guy who took his place was going to be better than Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, on that day.
So, exactly.
Whatever. Just you know,
but this is
lose with grace.
Exactly. And this is how these people are going to be remembered now. Yeah. We're going to remember McKinnon for that. We're going to remember Cooper for that.
I got to tell you, I'm not a fan of. I think Macklin Celebrini is probably, when you come to Connor McDavid and McKinnon, he has more potential because I think Connor McDavid cannot beat the Tkachuks. No matter where they go, the Tkachuks own Connor McDavid.
That is so true.
Yeah, so crazy. All right, thanks, Gary. It's 8:40.
Oh, man.
20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and Sheriff Jim DeWeese, Carroll County, says ICE cooperation continues despite the 287G ban. He calls this the great big Democrat lie.
They were telling their constituents that this will keep local law enforcement or detention centers from communicating or working with ICE, and that's just simply a lie. The bill says that we can continue to work with them.
Yeah, it exactly does. And he says, look, here's what happens. You call them when they come to the jailhouse versus having them out in the community.
You can send one ICE agent up, and I can turn that individual over, but if I let them walk out the door, they're going to send up 10 ICE agents to look for them in the community.
Get ready. Brace yourself, Marilyn, because we're going to have ice will be everywhere, not just after the blizzard either. DeWeese explained his policy.
Okay, my policy, it says that you have 48 hours to come up here and serve that detainer and take custody of that individual. And if they can't meet that threshold, then we will release that individual from our detention center.
Yeah. What happens if that individual is a convicted rapist or predator or sex offender? Would you still release them? Yeah, hope not. But here's how he says it's going to work.
The deputies that work for me in the jail, the correctional deputies, are fingerprinting, photographing, and running those individuals through multiple databases. So the policy actually doesn't look much different than what the 287G agreement that we had that was formal.
Now, well, he's 287G light. That's the light version, and it's going to remain the light version. But he says at the very time Governor Tax-In Spend More was signing the legislation, he was notifying ICE.
Literally, as he was signing the bill into law, I was notifying ICE that we were out of the formal agreement and signing a policy so that we could operate within our detention center to continue to work with ICE.
Yeah, and I think basically what we have here is Democrats smoke in mirrors for the base. They wanted a piece of legislation that would satiate their radical left-wing base at the same time trying, you know, I guess, not to put public safety at greater risk.
It seems to me they wasted about a month bantering back and forth over legislation. The governor signed something only to send out a memo saying, hey, I know I signed this, but you can still do whatever you want to do anyway.
All right. So that's in Carroll County, I think the same is true of Harford County, Frederick. Of the 9 jurisdictions, I don't think anything is going to change. The only thing that's changed is there's just no formal agreement now. It's like a handshake agreement. We're going to say, hey, we'll work with you guys. Let's shake on it. And that's what we have going on right now in 9. We should have it in all 23 jurisdictions in Maryland if we were really serious about it. It's 8:43, traffic weather on the 3s. Once again, the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right. So they have the left-hand lane closed now as you're coming onto the Bay Bridge from Route 8 on the westbound side. They're moving some snow and some other stuff. So they have some barricades out. They're just clearing this one area now. So just the westbound left-hand lane is closed. Everybody's getting by. Not a lot of traffic there anyway. So they're doing some maintenance work right now to get some more of that snow off the roadway from the left-hand side. So once you get to Route 8, you'll see the overhead arrow there on the left side is a red X, 2 green lights to the right-hand side. So that, again, not a big problem. All the major highways, if you have to travel now in and around the Beltway, the tunnels, the JFX, you're having no issues at all other than the fact that the roadway conditions are wet. Your neighborhood, your parking lots, your driveways, things like that, that's another story entirely. We have seen a bunch of accidents early, and then they kind of settled down. I think people got the idea you can't just come out and start going, you know, 50 miles an hour on some of these roads with a slush accumulation. We're also getting a lot of trees down both sides of the bay. Power outages especially hard hit on the lower eastern shore and up through the Delaware line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, no showers, winds are going to be lingering around for a little bit from this nor'easter. 38 today, clearing tonight, windy 21, partly cloudy 32 tomorrow. Right now it is still a little bit on the windy side in Ocean City. It's 33, that blizzard warning still in effect, 32 in Parkville. And it is time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance for all your appliance needs. A gust of wind blew a baby in a stroller into Lake Michigan in Chicago last week. The baby's okay after a random guy dove in to save her. Here's Leo Cundiff talking about his amazing rescue.
I see a stroller getting blown into the lake and a lady's screaming. I could tell she was too panicked to do anything, so I just was like, I'm jumping in. I wasn't going to let that baby die. That'd be crazy. I'm just glad that the stroller was up and not face down. She was breathing and crying when we got her out. I hope she has a really cool future.
Still, he dove into bitterly cold waters to save the child he did not know. That is an act of American heroism, and that is our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
So the honeymoon for Kami Mamdani in New York may be over. This after nearly 30 people died of freezing cold during that cold stretch we went through, and the shelters weren't able to help. Again, there's this idea to defund New York City police in order to fund his radical agenda. He's also stealing from people's retirement and pension funds because of his new imposing his new taxes. And then his first free grocery store opened up to mixed reviews. In fact, they invited people to come by 9 o'clock. By 9:15, the store was cleaned out, and poor people were standing in line. There were hundreds of people in line waiting to get free groceries. Okay, we tried to warn you folks. So again, New York voters, unreal. But now comes the latest act of extreme hypocrisy. Mamdani, who is opposed to voter ID, begging residents to shovel the snow and demanding 5 IDs. To pick up a shovel.
For those who want to do more to help your neighbors and earn some extra cash, you too can become an emergency snow shoveler. Just show up at your local sanitation garage between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. tomorrow with your paperwork, which is accessible online at nyc.gov/snow, and you can get started right away.
Yeah, 2 small photos, 2 original forms of ID, plus copies, and a social security required to shovel snow and get paid by the city. What is this, Jim Snow 2.0, as Chuck Schumer would like to say? Then he tried to twist himself into a pretzel, defending requiring an ID to shovel the snow.
There's been this controversy over the snow laborers and the sort of what some see as onerous need to have documentation. Can you just talk about if that's new and what you make of the controversy?
This is all long-standing. This is a long-standing program and long-standing requirements, and this is a way that New Yorkers get paid to shovel snow in assistance with the city's response to a winter storm event. Federal law requires that employers get authorization and documentation to pay people for their work. We are not allowed to just cut checks to individuals for their work. And these are the policies that we've had in place, but I understand that for many it's the first time that they've ever heard about it.
Wow. So, like Governor Tax and Spend More, his initial gut reaction, blame the feds. Blame the feds for our stupid idea to require 5 IDs in order to pay some people. Maybe people ought to be doing it out of the, spirit of being New Yorkers, right?
Don't you love your city? Don't you want your city to be able to be cleared and function? No, you got to get paid to remove the show, the snow, rather. That's just typical of Commie Mom Donnie, who, by the way, has been shoveling a lot of stuff, and it ain't snow in the last year or so. 850 coming up next. Deep secret, our deep state secrets revealed.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashaw from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through seven blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore Doceo's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoceo.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It's 8:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Last week, a Palestinian activist accused of making anti-Semitic statements and leading anti-Israel protests at Columbia University will not be deported from the U.S., according to an immigration judge. Judge Nina Froese determined DHS did not provide sufficient admissible evidence to establish that Mohsen Mahdawi was removable. This is a guy that expressed a desire to kill the Jews. That should be sufficient evidence enough. These judges, these activist judges, are outrageous. But today's daily reminder that Islam is not compatible with our Constitution, with our country, and with the rest of Western civilization. This is a Palestinian scholar. Listen carefully.
Islam did not come to coexist. Islam is the Islam la yu'la. And Islam ya'lu wa la yu'la alayh. And Islam is raised high and nothing is raised above Islam. We can't think of Islam that it came to live with these other religions in the sense that Islam is a religion amongst those religions and they have a share with the truth. And they have a share of justice. And they have a share of, you know, this worship of Allah, the correct worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam came to correct all of that. Islam came to remove the oppression of all those religions, and it is the only truth, and it is the only way to justice.
The golden sentence there, Islam cannot coexist. How many times have you seen the bumper sticker? With the Star of David, the Christian cross, the Islamic crescent, blah, 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 blah. And only lefties put these things in their car. Okay? Coexist. Well, I've just been told by a Palestinian scholar that Islam cannot coexist with the United States. Last week we played you that they were going to destroy the United States and capitalism. So every day there's a daily reminder why fundamental Islam should not be allowed to continue to get its roots deep into the United States, because Europe is already gone. Eagle Song. 8:53, 7 before the hour, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, busy morning. And, for our friends on the Eastern Shore, they sure need some help.
The left-hand lane still closed here at the Bay Bridge. They're doing a little maintenance work right before you get onto the span, so it's not a problem. There's really no traffic there. Two lanes are getting by westbound, two lanes eastbound, and boy, you can see the wind gust on the water out in the bay, so the high-profile vehicles take it easy there. All the major roadways on the western side of the bay are good. Secondary roads are still going to be a problem, mostly on the eastern shore from Kent Narrows over to 50 at 404 down through there. Not bad. After that, south and east of that, it was havoc early this morning. You know, anywhere from 12 to 18 inches of snow, power outages, and all kinds of stuff still going on. Trees freeze down everywhere. So the plows are out. They're making some progress here and there. A lot of roads are still completely covered. A lot of depth with the snow. So in Ocean City, up through Fenwick and to Delaware, a number, and I'm talking about a large number, of power outages. So traffic lights are out. Just everybody's still kind of hunkered down through there. And it's still snowing. And there's some wraparound snow locally on the western shore, but it's not adding to any of the problems there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, lingering snow showers, 20 mile per hour winds, 38 today, clearing out tonight, still windy and 21 right now, windy 33 in Middle River, 32 in Millersville. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
You ready for spring?
I am so ready. I will note, though, because Olivia pointed this out this morning, it is very beautiful outside.
Yeah, it's
with
gorgeous.
All the snow on the trees. This is much different than the ice storm that we had, but I'm over it.
I'm clearing my car off this morning at 3:15.
Oh, God.
And I heard this bang, this big crack. And apparently it was one of the pine trees in my backyard.
Okay.
A big branch had just broken off from the weight of the snow.
Falling. Oh, wow.
And I thought somebody exploded. But your neighborhood okay? You're getting out there?
Oh, yeah. Middle River's fine. Yeah, luckily we didn't really get a whole lot. I see Eastern Shore got a lot.
Yeah, we got about 2 inches where I'm at. But yeah, Eastern Shore got dumped on big time.
Yeah.
So, what's coming up on the show?
Real quick, I did hear your interview with L.D. Birkendine. Mm-hmm. I thought he sounded great. And then I noticed, as you mentioned, there are a lot of people on the ballot on the Republican side of the aisle. Do you think this is helpful for down ballot, maybe, because you got so many people on top?
It might be, because you got all these factions now, people supporting, the hope to come out to vote, because you're going to need it. Yeah, I mean, you need, we're outnumbered, outgunned.
Right.
In the state of Maryland, so there's got to be. Look, if the taxes of last year and the fees and the electric bills this year, if that don't do it for you, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, true. Well, I'm hoping this is going to really get a lot of turnout there for not just the primary, but obviously they'll come out in the general as well. So that's what I'm hoping. Fingers crossed. Of course, we got Delegate Kathy Schlage joining us at 9:35 a.m. Talk about what's going on in Annapolis. I see that Senator Bill Ferguson held his own against Wes Moore with the redistricting. He said, yeah, it's definitely not going to happen. Tomorrow's what, the final deadline? Is it tomorrow?
Deadline is tomorrow at 9 p.m.
9 p.m., yeah. Right. So, obviously, it's not going to happen. So, he held his own. Well, we'll talk about that as well. And then also the tariffs and, of course, the State of the Union Address, which they can hear here on WCBM.
Yeah.
I want to know what
six
think.
Democrat responses I'm hearing.
And then a rally as well.
Right.
Adam Schiff hosting a rally. Yeah. I mean, really. It's getting so immature at this point.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather they take their funny business out of the Congress and not have to deal with what we dealt with last year.
Yeah. Well, I will actually tip my hat to the Democrats that show up and just listen. And don't make a scene.
Will any Maryland Democrats show up? That's the question.
That's going to be the interesting part. We'll see. But all that more coming up next.
All right. Well, stay tuned to Kim. Always an informative and entertaining 3 hours, folks. Stay tuned for Kim. Rob Carson after that. By the way, it was all a setup. FBI internal emails now reveal that the Biden White House coordinated with the Justice Department to raid Mar-a-Lago, seizing boxes of records from Trump's Florida estate. More than 36 machine gun toting agents descended on Mar-a-Lago, you remember, August 22. By November, Biden's DOJ appointed a special counsel. That would have been, Jack Smith, the persecutor. But court documents now reveal Biden's FBI authorized the use of deadly force during the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Corrupt FBI agents released staged photos of classified documents laid out on the floor. Remember all that? Newly obtained FBI emails reveal Joe Biden was indeed coordinating with the DOJ. The White House repeatedly denied having any foreknowledge of the raid. But now we find out 3 months before Mar-a-Lago, this is in black and white in print, 3 months before the raid, there was coordination between the White House counsel's office and the DOJ regarding an interview of Walt Nauta, a former White House employee and Navy veteran who worked as a valet for Trump. So there you have it. When are these people going to get indicted? When are we going to see them being held accountable? Are you listening? A.G. Bundy, FBI Director Cash Patel et al. Tomorrow, another deep secret regarding the CIA. You'll hear it here first on Casey and Company. Tim Kyle Electric, still time for you to get that heating system checked out, maintained, serviced, and make sure that for the last month of winter, you can remain heated, nice and toasty, comfortable, and warm.
Nothing like being cold. I mean, being hot, you can always find a shady spot to cool down a little bit. It's hard to get warm in freezing temperatures. So Tim Kahn will help you do that. Give him a call today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. And they will come a-calling. They'll schedule that service for you. Change your air filters. Check out your system. Make sure it gets everything it needs, whether it's a heat pump or a forced air furnace system. Call Tim Kyle today. And keep in mind for the spring as well, for your air conditioning as we move into springtime in another less, February 20th, I think, was the one-month mark. So we're now closer to spring than ever before. I know those in the Eastern Shore will love hearing that. Call Tim Kyle. Tell him I told you to call. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. Thanks to Michelle for filling in today. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.